We'll be right back with more interviews. You listen to Friday Night.
Thanks for making it. Guys, go ahead and introduce yourselves. Hey, fellas, this is our crew tonight. Here to our left is Mr. Bradfield. He'll be our head linesman. Mr. Combs is our back judge. Mr. Hemsley is our line judge. Mr. Witzenberg will be the umpire. The guy in the middle on Mr. Boyer will be your referee. Guys, Iowa High School Athletic Association asked me to remind you that this is an athletic event, and therefore sportsmanship must be held to the highest. We ask you as captains of your respective teams to make sure that your teammates keep that sportsmanship level at the highest possible it can be. With your assistance to that, you don't have to get involved in the sportsmanship, and the game goes a whole lot smoother. Is that fair? And you agree to help me with that, correct? Okay, very good. All right. So again, welcome. You deserve to be here. It's great to be here at the end of the season, and we're excited to be here with you. Here's the coin tonight. This is a head. Tails reads tails. I'm going to flip it, catch it, and show it to you that way. Okay, you're going to make the call. What is your call tonight?
Heads.
It is a heads. It is a heads. Your choices are to kick, receive, defend a goal, or defer to the second half.
Who wants
to? You would like to have the football, and which goal would you like to defend to start the game? Meet the 50-yard line on your sideline with 5 minutes left on the clock, just after national anthem, probably. We're going to walk in.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Playoffs. 2015 playoffs. The ball fielded at the 11-yard line, trying to get to the right side. Up the middle of the field he goes. Had a seam and will be brought down. Ball is loose. The ball is loose. The ball is loose, and we'll wait for the indication.
Landon Hermson. Landon Hermson with the pickup.
Albia with the recovery, and the Blue Demons on special teams, always so important, Dan. And tonight they come through for us with a turnover, a River Life Family Worship Center turnover. All turnovers all season long have been brought to you by the River Life Family Worship Center. When you're looking for a turnover in your life, join them every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock. And how about that, Big D? That's how you get things started.
Well, that's what, again, it's a little cold out there. Nice little return, man, but just the ball got a little slippery in his hands there, and the Demons stripped it loose.
Albia with the ball. Here's the power eye formation. Isley, left side, trying to get to the corner. Gets the corner turn. Fighting his way downfield inside the 25-yard line. And they're going to say he's down right at the 25. A gain of 6 on first down. A first Iowa State Bank first down.
Again, Carter all year long has been averaging about 8 yards a carry. Picks up a long 6 on that one. So right there close to that average.
Well, guys, what a big start here for Albia's offense to get a short field, Big T.
Man, that's momentum, buddy, and we got it going our way right now.
Here's Isley. Right side has a running wall to get through. And then it's met and will be brought down, but he's going to have enough for a first Iowa State Bank first down. All first downs brought to you by First Iowa State Bank. Albia, Eddyville, and don't forget their drive-thru location on Benton.
Yeah, and that's a nice little power play on the right side, going that power eye. So we got two lead backs in addition to the pulling guard. We heard Ryan Ramonka talk about how he loves pulling out there and trying to set up those linebackers with those guard, that blocking play.
Just underway here, Albia with the football. 11-10 to go, opening quarter, a fumble on the kickoff, and Albia with the ball first. Here is Brett Freshwater trying to get to the left side, will be brought down after a short gain. Jimmy, I'll tell you what, one thing that it can level a football field is turnovers and bad weather. A little slippery on the field, cold weather, and yet Albia gets the first turnover and a chance to take that opportunity to leveling a field away from Iowa Falls.
Oh, yeah, start fast. Start fast, start greedy. Let's go at it, man.
Second down, 8 here for Albia. Here's a counter play. It's going to be a bootleg. Running with it is Bear, trying to get to the corner. Hit at the 20-yard line and will be brought down in the backfield. A loss of about a yard on the play, Dan. Give credit to the cadets from Iowa Fall. That play well.
They had that scouted out really well on that bootleg. The corner on the far side stayed true to his assignment, which is reading the quarterback, and caused a loss of yards on it to bring up third and almost 10 now with the ball on the 19.
Albia, I formation. Here's a fake handoff. Rolling back is Bear. Has time. Throws it to the flat. Go! Complete. Running with the football as Kyle said. Inside the 10-yard line. Going to be down close to that first down marker. It's going to be very, very close as Albia marches into the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. And that will be a first Iowa State Bank first down. They marked him down at the 6-yard line, Dan. Great job of executing. And then to Kyle Sennett to find that open running room to get the first down for the Blue Demons.
Yeah, brought it into the Summers Insurance Blue Zone there on the 6-yard line. Fell forward to get that first down. So first and goal from the 6.
Punch it in time for the Blue Demons. Here is Isley, left side, trying to get in. Oh. He fights his way forward. Wait for the indication.
I think he's just short, but what a great read of the lead blocking there. He found a hole. He shifted back to the right, coming off the guard spot, coming back towards center, and just slid forward and just about fell into that end zone.
Jimmy, punch it in right here, get that lead, and take all the momentum with you.
The line wants it. Them big boys want it right now. Push it in.
Albia knocking on the door. Second down, goal to go. Here is a handoff. Isley with it. Touchdown, Albia. Carter, the Iceman Isley, in for the Blue Demon touchdown. And there is a T, why'd you have to go and spoil a moment?
Holding on the Blue Demons.
Well, that will come back. All the excitement taken out of that on a holding penalty.
Tell the mariachi band to hold up a second.
Yeah, Big C, concentration is the name of the game, and offensive linemen in these moments getting real excited, and you just got to stay disciplined and keep your concentration.
Yeah, it's a big game. It's all hyped up, especially in the playoffs like this, and the kids and the athletes out there, they're all ready to go. You just got to keep your concentration, keep focus, and execute your play each and every time.
That is Christian on the wireless one mic, courtesy of Screen Tech over in Sheraton. Here is a goal-to-go play here. Rolling back is Bear. Bear throws a play pattern to the end zone. Oh! So in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. I think that was Gannon Osing.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what. Has he not just absolutely changed his entire style of play, Dan? He's a big kid, but he's very athletic and so much more confident than he's ever been in his entire career.
Really, really grown in his body. Filled out just as you would expect from the junior to senior. Just, yeah, looks really good out there. Unfortunately, it just went off the outstretched hands of him. But a well-executed play just came up short. It was, again, third and goal from the 12 after that penalty of two plays ago.
Pitch play to Isley. Isley waits for the blocker. Sights up the defender. In for the Blue Demon. Touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. The Iceman. Rarely get the opportunity to score two touchdowns on the same possession, but Carter Isley finally gets that six up on the scoreboard. Albia strikes first here in the opening round of the 2015 high school playoffs. 8:55 to go, and that is a Senate Funeral Home touchdown. Touchdown, Albia.
Great job. Again, we saw him just read his blocks. He hesitated in the backfield and then just is able to slip and slide and come off those blocks and just doing a great job of reading that and recognizing where the hole is. And then he took two guys into the end zone right over the pylon on the right side.
A great blocking downfield, Big T.
That was awesome, man. I tell you what.
Jason Popson returned the football.
Yeah. That
Let's
extra
go, Biggs.
Point.
Do it again, man.
It is good.
Do it again,
and Albia takes the lead. 7-0 Blue Demons. 8:55 to go here. Just underway from Ironman Field. We'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
This is Pastor Brad Gray. Are you at a place in your life where you don't know which play to call? Jeremiah 29:11 says that God has a plan for our life. Come to River Life Family Worship Center at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and we'll help you find that plan. River Life is located on the east edge of Albia, just past the Country Club Road, or go to rfwc.com for more information. See you at the river.
It's now time for the GP Insurance Kickoff. GP Insurance brings us our kickoffs. Give Eric Powers or Travis Patton a call and let them help you answer all your health insurance questions. And now, the GP Insurance Kickoff. Back to the field.
I got to reset the football and kick. Wind took it off a little bit here, but Albie does get that 7 up on the board first, and such a big statement after getting the turnover on the opening kickoff.
Well, absolutely. You know, and then I'm getting way ahead of myself, but the Blue Demons will start with the ball second half, and so you know you gained a possession there.
Second down, 13. Here's the little counter handoff play. Met in the backfield. The ball came loose. We'll wait for the indication. Looks like they're going to come up on it.
The official says he was down before the fumble, so the ground caused the fumble is what he's saying, the back official. But, boy, he came through and slipped a little bit, and the defense was right on it. Blake Lawless looked like was coming in a little blitz there on the left side of the linebacker spot.
Well, T, this defensive line has really done a good job of staying in alignment defense. That counter play can get you out of alignment pretty quickly, but these guys do a great job.
They did. You know, Trevor Black was really good on that last play.
Third down, 13. Quarterback rolling back, throws across the middle of the field, nearly intercepted. He's going to go incomplete as Bryce Leshen on the defense, and that's going to bring a fourth down while the Cadets get ready to punt here. Let's get a quick scoring update back at the Friday Night Lights studio.
All right, guys, leaving you on live here. Albia leads 7-0. Some other scores from playoff games. Pella leads Fairfield 7-0. Hudson over Sigourney Kyoto 6-0. And Pekin trails to Linville Sully 8-0. A score coming in on Moravia and Murray. Murray has scored first on Moravia. It's 8-0. The Mohawks find themselves down early in eight-man football. That's the Tharp Funeral Home. Friday Night Lights Big Board. Let's get back to the absolute.
The punt block! The punt block! Guys, listen, with the punt block!
Get on it!
And Albia special teams once again has risen to the occasion. Left-footed punt, Dan, and Bryce Leshen came from the far left side. He had to come across the body, and he got there as the ball was being kicked. And Albia now with another short field courtesy of this special team play by the Blue Demons.
Once again, doing a great job. And again, the punter just took an extra half second, looked like getting himself gathered. And Bryce is so quick coming off that edge and blocked it right about the 21 and was able to recover it right there. And so the Blue Demons start almost in the red zone.
Here comes the handoff from Brett Freshwater running ahead, on his way inside the 20, inside the 15, down to the 11-yard line, a carry of nearly 9, maybe 10 yards on that first down carry. Brett Freshwater
brought it into the Summers Insurance blue zone. I call it the red zone. I get my colors messed up once in a while.
Blue, red, what's the difference? Let's just
as long as the goal line. Let's get to the yellow line.
Albia gets it down to the 11-yard line. First down and 10 from the 11. They get the first down inside the 1-yard line. Here's the handoff again. Freshwater straight ahead, powering forward, moving his way towards the 5-yard line. A pickup of nearly 5 yards.
It's a flag and officials coming in. So we'll see what the call is. Brett did a nice job pushing the pile. Ryan Ramonko helping as well as guard.
Well, how about that line surge, Jimmy? Unreal. These guys are just pushing people around.
It's all about confidence. Big gangs, big opportunities, and right now they know they're winning the trenches right now. Keep it going. Punch it in.
Jimmy, Christian, you're down there now sidelines with Chuck Johnson, the winner of the Friday Night Lights experience. Is he getting it in 3D? Can he not only hear it and smell it, but can he feel it?
Oh, I think he can. What do you think, Chuck?
Yeah, it's nice night, actually.
You don't feel the cold.
Jimmy will warm you up.
Chuck Johnson, the winner of that Friday Night Lights experience and the Sarah Thomas benefit, and thanks to all of you who helped get out there and support Sarah and her. The miracle, the walking miracle. Yeah.
Penalty was on, excuse me, Jason, on Iowa Falls, so go half the distance to the goal. Brings up first and two, yeah. We still can get a first down. Ball's on about the 3.
Albia hands it off. Here's a counter reverse running with the Kyle Sin towards the end zone. Touchdown, Albia. Slippery Kyle Sin. It slides in for a Blue Demon touchdown. And just like that, Albia puts another 6 up on that scoreboard. A Sinnott Funeral Home touchdown. Touchdown, Albia.
You know, we see that counter play a lot. Diamond pattern with your hands and catch that ball.
Diamond's not donuts, right, C?
Yep, that's right. Diamonds, not donuts. Yeah, and Chuck noticed something when he was down here. He looked over at me on the kickoff and he said, "Why do those three guys have the same name?" It's an EMOP. So he didn't know that it stands for every man and brother.
Yeah.
So there's always learn something new.
Here's a little shuttle pass. This one out across the 25 and then brought down. What a nice open field tackle by Blake Bear. It's going to go for about 6 or 7 yards. Really smart call there because they let the defense run by and then a little shuttle pass ahead to the scat back, and he gets about 6, but he's going to be about 4 yards short, and he'll bring a 4th down and 3 here for the Cadets.
Yeah, watching that Logan Ward, I mean, he's very elusive. He's so short to the ground and very fast and strong. That's a great play because you kind of lose sight of him under there. So Blake Bear to get that tackle is a really good job. But, boy, Logan about had the first down for the Cadets.
Obvious special teams out there once again. Here's that left-footed punt, and this one's going to hang up in the air. That wind catches it, bounces, and rolls backwards and will be down at the 47-yard line of the Cadets. So, once again, this high-potent Albia offense come out to try to score more points here. 14-0. And Albia 527. Let's run back quickly to the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, man, the Dark Funeral Home pick board.
All right, guys, let's take a look at some other scores. Moravia has scored, and it is now Murray 8, Moravia 6. So Moravia down by 2. This is early in the first period. Pekin down by 2 scores to Linville Sully. It's Linville Sully 14, Pekin nothing. Bedford up on Mount Air 6-0. Get this, Fairfield and Pella tied at 7 apiece. Gilbert has scored on Sheraton at 7-0. Gilbert, our score here, Albia 14, Iowa Falls Alden 4-0. We'll get you some more scores coming up in just a few minutes. Back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Carter Isley on his first down carry gets a first Iowa State Bank first down. And, Dan, when you're getting 11 yards a carry, it's going to be hard to stop.
He going off tackle on the left side that time and then swept out around there, stiff-armed one player to get about another 5 yards. And just, again, the whole package there between the speed, the cuts, the stiff arm, everything, he's really an effective running back.
5:09 to go here in this opening quarter, 14-0 out. But here's a fake handoff. Rolling back is Bear. Bear has all kinds of time. Now he's going to pump fake. He's going to keep it, and he'll be brought down. He rolled back so deep, Dan, that he ran the ball for 15 yards, but gets a net gain of about a yard, and no exaggeration.
No, you know, and, you know, he had two receivers out there, and Kyle Sennett and Cade Crawl, and just met, both of them well covered by the corners and safety. And so Blake did the only thing he could do, which was tuck the ball and run it, and he got at least a positive yard out of it. That doesn't sound like much, but at least it's positive gain, and you live another down.
Let's get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Go Big Blue, Jason Williams and the crew at the Albia Golf and Leisure Club. Here's a handoff, Isley, over the left side, trying to work his way forward, and will be brought down. Good job by that time by the defense of Iowa Falls, just keeping Carter to a gain of about 4 yards. It's going to bring up third down, let's call it five, from the 30-yard line of Iowa Falls.
Yeah, and 42 for Iowa Falls, their inside linebacker, Jagger Olson, he, heck of a player. I mean, you watch him on film. This guy's stout and he's strong, and he'll be all over the field. And he's one who could, you know, consistently get Carter to bring him down if anyone's going out there. And so we'll kind of need to keep on him, see how they do to try to contain him.
Did you see that bonfire Greg Dorpinghouse sent me a picture of?
Ooh, that looked nice.
Here's a handoff, Isley, right side, working forward, gets tripped up, and literally got tripped up because someone fell down in front of him, and gets a gain of about 3 yards. That's going to be a fourth down and two, and Jimmy, you just got to believe Albie's going to go for it here.
I think so, and it's snowing, I think, Big. I think it is, Big.
It's snowing.
God, oh, we love you.
Wow. Yeah, fourth and two, and the Blue Demons sure look like they're going to go for it. Might try a little hard count. We'll see, but I got to think you just go ahead and punch it and see what you can do. There's no reason even to try to induce the first down. Just get it.
3:20 to go out. Be out in front 14-0. The ball at the 27-yard line of Iowa Falls. Fourth down and two for the Blue Demons. Bear comes under center, and he's going to hand it off to Isley. Isley ahead, has the first down, and plows forward inside the 25, down to the 23-yard line. And, T, as far as I'm concerned, there's not many other options in this old world you'd want to go to other than Carter Isley.
That seems like the number one option right there when you need fourth and short. Give it to the big man.
Again, the line doing a good job getting nice little seams for him to run through, and he's just shown a great ability to slip and slide through those defenders and read those blocks. He's just gotten so much better at that all year long. It's just fun to see.
Can't wait to listen to Blue Demons win. I'm currently sitting in the middle of a class with one earbud in listening to my guys go Big Blue, and so proud of number 88, Griffin Osing. Here's the handoff, Isley, left side, trying to bounce it to the corner. Gets on the outside and will rumble inside the 20-yard line, a gain of about 4 yards. Dan.
I'm sorry. The text, 88, Gannon Osing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because Griffin will love the publicity.
So proud of you. Griffin Osing was who he was. Okay, that's what I was.
I thought he said rooting for 88 Griffin. I'm like,
okay, so
I
didn't read this. Good luck, 88. So proud of you. Okay. Griffin Osing on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
I did not hear the comma. My bad.
Here's a pitch running forward is Isley on the left side. Got hit in the backfield. He was hit for a yard or two loss, Jimmy, but he's so strong. You're not going to get him down with initial contact.
It's amazing. Very, 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 very strong.
Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from all of you. 641-799-1437. Go Big Blue. I tuned in just in time to hear the Iceman score a touchdown. He's got two tonight. Dave Clark listening in from Casa Grande, Arizona. Here's Bear. Keeps it on the quarterback keeper over the right side. Inside the 10-yard line. Stays on his feet before he's brought down at the 6-yard line. And a great fake there, Dan. Yeah. A great fake set that up. And then he had a lot of running room on the outside.
Yeah, and he evaded a couple tacklers as well. And so got it to a first down. So another Summers Insurance blue zone first down here. Yeah, on about the 6-yard line. So first and goal.
Well, you really can start to put some big old doubt in this Iowa Falls team if you score here.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Freshwater.
And no time to wait for that one. Brett Freshwater on the 6-yard carry. Touchdown, Albia. And, Dan, this old offense is it's working it like a part-time job.
You know, you talked to Coach State in pregame about, you know, all we got is run. Yeah. And what's the downside?
Yeah, you know,
because they're just a second. I'm sorry, but you know, there you got Carter peeling off to the right, so the defense is shifting that way. You just hand it to Brett up the middle, and they have a huge hole. And when you can do that, why wouldn't you?
20-0, the extra point to come. Bassett set to kick it. It is up high enough, certainly long enough. It gets up in the jet stream good enough. And a message out to the Thompson family. Please return that football from your garage. It's on top of the garage. Alameda 21, Iowa Falls nothing. Let's take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Let Absolute Cleaning Systems help you with all your cleaning needs, from your home to your office. Call Absolute Cleaning Systems at 932-4500 today.
Chuck experienced this one. I'm in action!
Chuck Johnson down on the sidelines. He won that Friday Night Lights experience. And he's getting it in 3D. Here's a counter play, running and getting by the initial line of defense. And then right there is Blake Bear. He is relentless. T, I'll tell you what, he's playing with a little extra level of enthusiasm and energy tonight.
Man, Blake, before the game, I mean, you could just see the excitement. Yeah. I mean, he's jacked up.
Yeah, I mean, to come from the safety position on that counterplay and meet him at the line of scrimmage, just flying through there. Good job with the front guys slowing up the play, but boy, Blake finished it off.
Third down long here. Two receivers to the far side, one receiver here in the near side. Two backs in the backfield standing in the shotgun is the quarterback. Nearman rolling back, has some pressure. The ball is thrown up and incomplete because right in his grill was
Chase Little,
and he is not playing Little tonight because he's been all over that offensive backfield, Dan.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking about the plays and every one of them on the offense, or when your defense is out there, is in the offensive backfield, you're winning.
Yeah, and you know, that just starts to, and it's just the first quarter again, 21-0 with 33 seconds in the first quarter. But that starts to weigh down on the team really hard when you just know that everything keeps coming and coming and you don't have any relief, you know, and it's a mind game at a certain point.
33 seconds ago, here's a punt nearly blocked again. This one is going to bounce at the Albia 35. And roll inside the 35. It's going to be downed at the 33-yard line. Let's get to that Southern Iowa Technology text line. Way to go, Kyle. Way to go, Kyle. Go Big Blue, Steve, and Darlene Maddie. And I think Kyle Sennett, who they're talking about, who had a touchdown just a moment ago. The Albia FFA chapter listening in from Eckerty, Indiana. Go Big Blue. Hello, Mr. Schofield and crew. And Johannes, Robin Berickman. Are cheering on Nick Yarkoski and the rest of the Abbey Blue Demons from the Lake of the Ozarks tonight.
And my folks are down there, actually, with my two older sisters. So I think they're listening as well. So a big shout-out to Dean and Mary, Diane, and Carol.
Well, I hope you're having a great night and hope we keep you entertained here all night long. Here's a counterplay running the way. The other direction is Kyle Sennett. This time they run that slot back against the grain, Dan, but they fake the handoff to the fullback and then hand it off to him, and there was no running room there. Good job by the cadet defense.
Yeah, again, Iowa Falls just had scouted that really well and played tough up front with their four-man front attack and did a good job of sniffing that out.
Last play of the quarter is in the book. One quarter down. Albia, after one quarter of play, leading 21-0 here from Ironman Field. Let's run back to the Friday Night Lights studio where Jay Mill is manning that Friday Night Lights big board. Give us some scoring update.
All right, a lot of them to give you too, guys. 21-0 our score here. Albia leads Iowa Falls. Anamosa on top of CMB Baxter 7-0. It is PCM trailing Mid Prairie 3-7. And Williamsburg leads Tipton 9-0. In Class 3A, Gilbert leads the Chargers of Sheraton 14-0. Pella and Fairfield were tied just till a few minutes ago. It's now Pella 14, Fairfield 7. And in Class 1A, Wilton and Pella Christian tied at 7. Hudson leads Sigourney-Keota 14-6. Iowa City-Regina up on Bellevue 14-0. And it is in 8-man football. Murray still leading Moravia by 2 points, 8-6. That game's now gone to the second quarter. Lennox on top of Twin Cedars at this hour, 8-0. And in 8-man football, Wayne and Colonesco, believe it or not, are scoreless now going into the second period. Finally, in Class A, Linville Sully on top of Pekin, 14-6. Belmont, Clemmie, and Pleasantville tied at 6. Bedford, 6. Mount Air, nothing. And that gets you caught up on the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights big board. Let's get back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Second down 11 for Albia. 21-0 here as we open up this second quarter of action. First round of the playoffs. Austin I formation. A quick pitch to the right side. Isley gets the corner turn. Trying to hit upfield. Sidesteps the defender out across the 35 to about the 37-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 5 yards on that pitch. Great job of sealing that corner there by Albies. I think that was Gannon Osing out there.
Yeah, very, very much so. And the only one out there is the far corner back on the far side. Again, Logan Ward, we've called his name a number of times. But as he's going again, 160 pounds going against Carter Isley at 250. At the very end, Logan goes for those ankles. And Carter just sees and just hops right over the top of it. Don't blame Logan for doing that, but, you know, I mean, that's the tackle to try to make. But Carter will get extra yards out of that.
Good luck, Big Blue. Keep rolling. Go Big Blue from Alex, Amy, and Trinity sitting at home listening to the game tonight. Bear rolls back, throws across the middle of the field, and did he catch that?
No, just about. Kate wow. Crawled across the middle, thrown just a little behind him at the 50-yard line. Would have been about a 15-yard pickup. It was wide open, and he tried to throw behind where the defender couldn't jump the route, but just couldn't get the ball in.
Well, Abby's going to have to do something we haven't seen him do for a while, and that Big C is bringing that punt team out.
Yeah, we haven't seen this for quite a while. I don't know how many weeks, but
kind of a little
be good practice for him.
Fourth down here and 5 for the Blue Demons. There, the ball sitting at the 37-yard line of Albia. Bear in the shotgun. Looks to be in a punt formation. They'll send three receivers to the far right side. They'll send Tony Leshen in motion from the far left all the way across the field, and Bear is going to kick it. A booming kick, and this one's going to bounce at the 25-yard line. The return man picks it up, and will be, oh, my goodness. When you see number 6 and number 5 running at you, you might as well just fall down.
Yeah, and just on top of it, first off, the return man touched it, and then I think he wished he had enough. You know, he was just going to let it die, and then he literally picked it up, and as soon as he did that with kind of the half-second bobble there, allowed Tony and Bryce to just be on top of him for the tackle. So Iowa Falls will start their drive from their own 20-yard line, 11:05 in the second quarter, 21-0 is our score, Blue Demons on top. Iowa Falls will have the wind at their back, and they do like to pass a little bit. So wind a little bit from the back, going a little bit from right to left, but still pushing the ball, so it might be a little more advantage for them on the passing game.
11:05 to go. Albia out in front 21-0 if you're just joining us. Quarterback is in the shotgun formation. Two receivers here near side of the field. Passing across the middle of the field. This one is tipped in. Oh! Great read there as that was Hunter Weldon snuck in there, and he read that better than the receiver.
And that was great coverage, wasn't it?
Tremendous. And, you know, he had really a chance to get that INT.
Yeah, Blake Bear was also there, almost had it on the tip. Got a flag on Iowa Falls, penalty. Or no, I think it's just a sideline warning. I think it's just a sideline warning. They're talking to the team over on the far side there, so there's no yardage lost on that. It's just a flag for
I don't know here. They're still talking to the obvious. Yeah, gave him a sideline warning in addition to, looks like a hold penalty, waiting for the indication. That was a personal foul.
Chop block.
Chop block. Okay. Way to go, Chief. So, yeah, personal foul brings it all the way back. Be 1st and 20 from their own 10-yard line.
John Stewart and Pauletta Rhodes listening from home. Go Big Blue. On the Southern Iowa Technology text line, we want to hear from you, 641-799-1437. Uncle Doug from Artesia, California, says go Big Blue. Hello, Uncle Doug. Here's a little screen pass out to the left side, and well defended that time by Albia. A gain of 3 yards. But, Dan, there was nothing but blue jerseys all over that. 7 blue jerseys over there, and that's on the narrow side of the field.
Yeah, and including your defensive end, who started in where he normally starts, Brendan Bassett, was in on there. Blake Lawless, Tony Leshen, I mean, just all over them, converged on them. And that was that big receiver for them, Weston Myers, 6'5", 180 pounds, so he's a big target. But you got to get on him quick, and that's what they did.
Trips to the far left side. Quarterback in the shotgun. One back in the backfield. One receiver here near side of the field. Here's some pressure from behind. That's brought down. That is a sack courtesy of the Albia Hy-Vee. Registered to win a stack of groceries at your local Hy-Vee for home games. They will draw for a sack of free groceries. Tim Michaels would like to say that every time there's a sack, there will be a winner drawn for Hy-Vee for a sack attack tomorrow. That is a sack all the way back to the 5-yard line, and that's going to be bring up 3rd down and 25, the ball resting right at the 5-yard line. And now that pressure really on the quarterback here, Dan, to throw out of that north end zone.
And so the front four are going to come really hard. The corners and safe coverage guys.
Here comes a blitz by and a little shuttle pass incomplete. Running out across the 5 and jukes his way up across the 10-yard line. again, you can see Carter Isley, Dan, coming on that inside blitz, and a good play there. It's really a draw play is what that is.
Yeah, really is, even though he's shoveling that pass a little forward. Brennan Bassett on the tackle. The Blue Demons will give that up. You know, they picked up about 6 yards, but it still brings up a 4th and 17, so it's going to still bring a punt. You know, that was really probably the only best design play they could get to get as many positive yards as they could.
Punt formation here, and Jimmy, you can smell the Blue Demons coming after this one.
Yep.
Here comes a punt. Roll line, and he gets it off the edge of his foot, and this one's going to roll upfield. And I think Hunter Wells is going to pick it up. He picks it up. The ball was literally rolling.
Almost tied.
Sideways down the field, and Hunter ran from the 45 of Albia to the 45 of Iowa Falls, picked it up and ran for 5 yards, and that's where Albia's going to have the football. Let's get a scoring update back at the Friday Night Lights studio. Jay Mill, give us a quick update.
All right, guys, Murray has now gone up on Moravia 14-6. It's Wayne leading Colonesco 7-0. Lenox still leads Twin Cedars 8-0, and Meskwaki and Janesville still scoreless. That gives you a Class A. Let's move over to Class 2A, where Williamsburg is leading Tipton 15-0. In Class 3A, Gilbert now leads Sheraton 28-0. Pella on top of Fairfield 21-7. And quickly in Class 1A, a tight one here with Hudson and Sigourney Kyoto. Hudson leads by 2. It's 14-12. By the way, Colonesco has just scored on Wayne, where it's tied 7-7 in 8-man football. Another close one there that we're streaming on stream number 4. That's the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board. Let's get back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
A 30-yard run there by Brett Freshwater nearly took it to the house over the left side. Albia inside the Summers Insurance Blue Zone. At first down, goal to go. Here's Kyle Sennett on a counterplay. This one, again, read well, and it'll be tackled for a loss all the way back to the 15-yard line. But how about that gaping hole, Big C, that that Brett Freshwater had to run through on that last 30-yard carry?
Well, everyone went towards Carter Isley, and what happens is the linebackers overflow, and they forget to even take a look at the fullback who has the ball in it. He gets about 25 yards on that play.
Albia knocking on the door here. Out in front, 21-0. 8:27 to go here in this first half. Isley, left side, looking for some running room. Behind the blockers, inside the 5-yard line, stays on his feet, fighting forward, and will be brought down, Dan, at the 2-yard line. It's going to be second down. Our third down in about a yard as he gained 13 of those 14 yards back and 5 of them going backwards.
Yeah, just again, you know, that's something. He's just so strong. That's just working on your squats and your legs there. And he's just able to push that pile and almost fell in, but got it to the 2. So 3rd and 2 now for the Blue Demons. Again, leading 21-0 with 8 minutes left in the first half, second quarter.
Albia marching down the field once again. Bear under center. Isley, a fake handoff by Bear. Rolling to the right side, throws it towards the end zone. A diving attempt once again and incomplete. Good design play there, T. I like the way that Albie's been able to run that. And they keep working that. That's going to be something that they can go to in the future.
Yeah, that's gonna work eventually. You know, I mean, it's just timing and getting the route and We'll be all right.
But, you know, the corner was guarding him really well. Had him covered up. So, Blake, it's a matter of working that lob pass over the top because Gannon's a big, tall target. And again, it's just that timing.
A little more softness to it. But he put
it the right spot. You know, you got to go high. You can't just throw a straight pass because the defender was right in front. So, it was well-read, executed. It's just, or almost executed, if you will. Just got to get that touchdown. And, again, you can't do that by thinking about it. You got to do it. So I like the play call a lot. But it does bring up 4th and goal here.
It looked like,
two,
did Albie call timeout, guys? I wasn't sure which one called it.
Yeah.
Albie calls timeout to think things over. And you got to think, Dan, up in front 21-0, you're probably just going to go and try to put this thing in for a touchdown.
Yeah, you're punching. You know, well, I've been wrong before, but to me, you're punching Carter. The other thing I wouldn't mind seeing is execute that 47 counter Trey, but instead of handing it off to Kyle, let Freshwater keep it and go because the defense is sucking on that on Kyle's movement, and Brett would have a wide open field.
Albia, 4th down and 2 from the 3-yard line. Offset eye formation. Here's Isley in for the touchdown. Albia stands up, walks it in. Carter Isley with his 3rd touchdown of this first half, and we're out in front here, 27-0 Albia, 7:39 to go here in this first half. Another Sinnott Funeral Home touchdown Albia.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
That warms you up right there. That's a great run. Again, didn't even fall down at all. Got the score. Actually, I think it's a 2nd. Kyle got the 1. Fresh got the 1.
And did Fresh get one?
Yeah. Didn't he?
Close enough.
Didn't he? Am I thinking that right?
I don't think
He went to the restroom.
Hey, here he's Brett Freshwater. Brett Freshwater dancing upfield across the 40, 45. On his feet. Look out. Down the sidelines. It will be brought down not until he's pushed out at the 30-yard line.
Look at this. Look at that, babes.
That is an amazing run there by Brett Freshwater. Wow. Man, Dan, he was tackled at the 45 of Albia, right, but kept on his feet, kept churning those legs, broke through those tackles at the 45, and danced his way down the sidelines to the 36-yard lines where they're going to say he ran out of bounds. He wasn't really pushed out until he got to the 30, but a gain all the way down to the Iowa Falls 36-yard line. Albia on the attack once again. Here's a counterplay. Running with Isley over the left side, working his way inside the 35-yard line. A gain of about 3, maybe 4 on that first down. Albia with the football once again. 3 turnovers, and the Blue Demons with a 28-0 lead, 6:26 to go. Dan, they have not only got the turnovers, but they've been able to take advantage of them.
Yeah, and that's what you've seen as a staple of Coach State, and trying to make sure you don't waste those opportunities. And so here the Blue Demons are going to try to march it down and stick with what's working here, throw a pass here and there, but run the ball.
I formation, handoff Isley, a big hole to run through, gets through that hole, to the 20, 15, on his way inside the 10-yard line, stays on his feet, and with a horse collar from behind, but no call, he must have stepped out of bounds first.
And just because he didn't fall down doesn't mean it's not a horse collar. I mean, the guy grabs up on the right on the shoulder blades there and jerked him back, it's just hard to bring him down, but that still is a horse collar.
How about the hole he had to go through, see, and then the lineman who pulled who were in front of him after he came through that hole?
There's two guys. One was Gannon Osen. I couldn't remember who the other one was, but they were just stride for stride, and Carter Isley was right behind him, and all he had to do was, hey, well, where are you going to go? Okay, I'll go the other way.
Yeah. And T, we have absolutely owned the line of scrimmage all year long, and we just seem like we're getting better each and every week, which is hard to believe.
Working hard. They're working really hard up front, you know, both sides of the ball, offense, defense. I mean, they're just they're firing out. They're quick. Man, it's awesome.
And that's your wireless mic courtesy of Screen Tech. Like Dale, and help you not only get the printed apparel you need, the custom banners, signs, vinyl wraps, and decals. You can wrap your vehicle just like the KIC vehicle, and then give them a call today at Screen Tech, 641-774-8093, and they're bringing all the wireless mics. And Dan, this offensive line, what it does is it really wears teams out. And most teams don't go two platoon football.
Right.
So you're taking the beating against both the offensive and defensive line. And man, the body can only take so many blows.
Well, it is. And, you know, and our guys, I mean, and there's just so many quality players that, you know, they can do that. It's, you don't miss a step. It's not like we're sacrificing any position. Every position is playing very solid, and they're doing their jobs really well. What I really like on the timeout here is you got Coach State, and of course, talking to Blake Bear, the quarterback. Hunter Weldon's right there as well, kind of helping coaching on the sidelines with him. And so all these guys are so engaged, trying to help coach each other up. It's just fun to see.
Here's the handoff, running with it. Going to keep it straight ahead and running towards the goal line. And we'll wait for the indication. It's going to be brought down, I think, at about the 3-yard line.
I think that might have been Brett Freshwater on the carry there. So a nice little pick up there. Brings up a 2nd and 3 now.
Albia again.
Oh, you're going to say 4. Excuse me, Jason.
Knocking on the door at the 4-yard line. This Blue Demon football team is so impressive, Dan. You know, every week you hear, we got to wait for the next test. When are we going to get tested? Well, not till the playoffs. 2nd down and goal to go from the 4. Here's a handoff. Throwing the other way is Brett Freshwater. Lowered the shoulder. Takes it in for a Blue Demon touchdown. Touchdown, Albia. 34-0. I hear a train. Where's that train coming from?
That might be induced at home.
Is that Johnny Flattery? Where's Johnny at? He's got one of those locomotive sets at home.
Yeah.
Did he bring it tonight?
We can't bring it here.
It's H.O. Skill. Where's he at?
Yeah, the state would have an issue if it was brought here.
Is it 1/16 scale? Is that what that thing is? I'm not sure, but I had to get a hold of Steve Larson. He'd know.
Yeah.
Here comes your extra point. It's up high enough, long enough. It is good enough. And the Blue Demons take a 35-0 lead here, 5 1/4 to go in this first half of action. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon football. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The savings are simmering at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Save this week on family packs of 80% lean fresh ground Angus beef, just $2.89 per pound in 2 to 3 pound packages. Tyson inspected family packs of chicken drums or chicken thighs are just 69 cents per pound. 24 packs of Coke products are $6.99 plus deposit. And Not Your Father's Root Beer 6-pack cans are $8.99 plus deposit. The savings are simmering at Jim and Charlie's.
The GP Insurance kickoff is next. We'll go back to the field right after this.
Vanwall Equipment is proud to be here in Albia, where they will work hard to earn your trust. They are focused on the community and its people. They have the equipment, service, and support to help you get your work done. It's their goal to be your clear first choice.
Here's your kickoff. Going to be fielded at the 7-yard line. Albia on front 35 to nothing. And here comes the return man. He's down at the 22-yard line. Jimmy, you still seeing snow down there, buddy? You guys were rolling on the ground a few minutes ago looking like you're going to try to make some snow angels.
Snow angels. Got it done, buddy. Got it done.
Well, cheering from sunny, no snow, Sanibel, Florida. Go Big Blue. Jeremiah and Carrie Selby and the kids. And Mike and Julie Ogle. Nice, warm Florida. Go Big Blue. Go Blue Pride. Joe and Kathy Welsh from the Mojave Valley in Arizona. Here's the counter play running to the left side, trying to get the car lit up and sit backwards.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
What's up, Bryce? Yes, Bryce Leshen.
Oh,
just
my goodness.
Bet him. It looked like the play was going to develop a nice little sweep play going out, but Bryce shed a tackle and just drilled him. And then they'll get him on his forward progress, but still lost about 2 yards on the play, Jason. A ball will be spotted about the 20, just inside the 19.
Well, the running back was trying to get away. He ain't going to get away from Bryce Leshen.
No.
And
two-leg takedown.
Had he gotten away, Danny, he'd been real trouble because it would have been a bigger loss because he finally was to wrestle down at the back of the 10-yard line. But the ball sits right at the 20. Second down, 14 here for the Cadets. Iowa Falls tonight, the opening round opponent. Oh, here's the handoff. No, we're going to fake the handoff. God. And the quarterback is lit up once again. And who is that?
Bulldog,
the Outlaw Lawless.
First off, Josiah Harris was all over the tailback if they'd have handed it off. The quarterback alertly pulled it out on the option play and then tried to take it to the left, but then there was the Outlaw right there to meet him. So the Demons are doing a nice job of adjusting and staying to the assignment, knowing which player they've got, and just go hit that guy. Brings up a third down and a 14 situation. Ball spotted on the 18, so loss of a yard on that play. Again, 35-0 is our score. Not continuous clock until the second half in 2A football.
Trips to the right side here. The quarterback rolls back. Fade pattern down the sideline. Strike for side. Hunter Weldon up for grabs, and he can't get to it. And the receiver fell down, and right. Dan, the ball nearly hit him in the helmet.
Yeah, that ball just kept going. Nice arm. That quarterback's got a great arm, but yeah, neither one could get it, and the ball went out of bounds.
Fourth down. The punt's going to come here. Let's get a quick scoring update real quickly here from Jay Mill at the Friday Night Lights Big Board.
All right, Moravia has come back to score, get the two-point conversion. We're tied up. It's Murray 14, Moravia 14. One more quick one. Pekin has now scored on Linville Sully, but they still trail 22-14. Back to you in the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Come on, Mohawks. Counting on you tonight. Fourth down, 14. Punt formation here. 35-0 Albia. 4-1 to go here in the opening half. Here comes the punt, and it's a high punt. Going to bounce at the 45 and push Weldon back, and Weldon's going to give up on it as it's going to roll dead at the 25-yard line. A big punt that time by the Cadets.
Yeah, it was got his leg into it again. Wind's at his back. Took a really good bounce. Hunter Weldon was there, but the defense was coming pretty quick, so I think he made the right call, even though we lost some yards. Just makes the Blue Demons work a little harder on this one, but I think it was a good call. Otherwise, he might have got hit early and not had any gain and or possible turnover.
Let's get to the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from all of you. 641-799-1437. Brendan Bassett family from Ankeny is so proud of him, and the Blue Demons go Big Blue. See you at the Dome. Well, that's our intent. Here is a counter play by the Blue Demons, and running ahead and being brought down a gain of about 2 or 3 yards. Dan, really, Albia doing a good job mixing up the plays, really keeping the Cadets off balance. Really hard to know exactly where they're going to go to because there's so many options.
Well, that's just it. You know, Brett Freshwater was on the carry there, and we're just really mixing up, giving him a lot of touches tonight, showing, you know, the diversity that is in this offense, and let alone talking about reserves who can come in and run this ball.
The co-garage has moved to the living room, but we're still listening. Love listening to the comedy stylings of Joe or Jason and Dan. Go comedy. What?
Pass play. Blake Bear's got lots of time.
Boy, he has forever and then some. Rolling back. Now he's going to tuck it in and go with it, and he'll rumble forward out across the 30 to about the 33-yard line. Good job by the defensive backfield, yep. Big T, to cover up those receivers. But, man, you talk about time. He had a sundial to work with.
Yeah, that was really good. I mean, we gave him a lot of protection up front. So it's just those receivers, you know, we got to try and get open, and Blake will hit them.
And that's what, too, I think the pocket was there a little longer. If Blake would have just stood there, it might have had, but their just receivers weren't opening, and so he wanted, I think, to get on the outside so he could get some running lanes opened up.
Here's the handoff running with Isley. Isley, another gaping hole across the 40. 45 drags a defender downfield across the 45 to the 46-yard line. And, Dan, it looked like someone pulling a sled.
Yeah.
Like one of those thoroughbred horses pulling a sled.
Yeah, again, it looked like about the first time I tried to water ski when I was 11, just kind of dragging those guys along the field there.
Good luck, fellas. Hit them harder. The Woodards checking in. Woodward's checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. 641-799-1437. Jim and Charlie's listening in. Josh and Judy and Kyle. Love Jim and Charlie's. Best meet in town. My neighborhood pantry. Here's a handoff and a hit at the line of scrimmage. Dan, right as he got to that hole, Iowa Falls had done a good job of reading that play, but Brett's—he will not give up. He's a load to bring down.
Yeah, you know, he's done a great job being that lead blocker and taking advantage of the touches when he's had them. But he's not an easy target to bring down, and does a great job. Well executed up front, as you said, by Iowa Falls. Though they shot the gaps and were able to get a lot of pressure and two and three defenders in quickly.
Give a shout out to my beautiful wife, getting to pick my daughter up from church tonight, sitting in the Summer's Jeep, trying to stay warm. She's wondering where that snow is at, Jimmy. She thinks you were making stuff up. Nope.
Got a text also from my wife saying that she's enjoying listening to us in the nice, warm confines of the home.
Go Big Blue, Emily, Gracie, Bella, Holly, Sue, and Susan on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Third down to goal here from the Blue Demons. The ball at the 48-yard line. Third down, 8. 1:40 to go first half. Bear rolling back. Has some time. Now some pressure from underneath, and he's going to be wrestled down, Dan, and brought down all the way back to the 39-yard line where he was hit and put back. But had some time, but it broke down pretty much in a hurry.
Well, that's just it. Need a little better protection because Carter Isley was going on a little wheel route off on the right side, and I think that was going to be the intended target just to kind of shot put that out to him. But Blake couldn't get the throw to him because the defense came in too quickly from both sides, actually, and certainly from the ball sides there. So Blue Demons will set up in a punt formation here with 1:09 left in the first half, leading 35-0. But Blake Bear is back to punt for the Blue Demons.
Bear gets the punt off, end over end kick. This one going to bounce at the 30-yard line and bounces forward, then bounces backwards. So a couple of little directions there before it's down at the 30-yard line of Iowa Falls. 52 ticks left in this opening half. 35-0 Albia. Out in front here, Danny, Mike, Steve, Derek, and Mark Rockwell checking in from where do you think? What year do you think these boys might be tonight? Anybody got a guess? The World Series.
Nice.
You're at the World Series.
Oh, wow.
And you're listening to
awesome
this comedy show.
Oh, that's a great way to have a game or a night there.
No score in the third inning in the World Series. Here's the running a play. And boy, what a great job of getting by the initial hit, and then he pays an amazing price.
That Logan Ward, I mean, he just pops right off the first tackle, the second tackle, and keeps moving. Just very compact and strong runner. Picks up about 7 yards there.
Timeout going to be called by Iowa Falls. Here, let's take a quick timeout. Come right back. 35-0 out of your final 40 seconds of this first half. Don't go anywhere.
Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate of Albia is your locally owned and operated family real estate professional, serving all of your area real estate needs since 1989. We are proud to support all of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics. Let our experienced staff assist with your sale or purchase of productive ag land, recreation property, or your dream home. Call any of the Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate team or stop by our office at 22 North Main in Albia for all of your real estate needs.
That's not Friday Night Light music. That's
like the podium.
That's the wrestling. That's from the Iowa High School Wrestling Tournament. High above the mats, high fidelity. No, we're at Ironman Field here tonight, Jay Mill. But we got you covered every season, including the World Series when the Albia Blue Demon football is not playing, and home of the 50th edition of the Super Bowl. Here's a fade pattern down the sideline and streaking away from the defender. Boy, the Jets out there at number 22. He's very fast. And when you're saying very fast next to guys like Hunter Weldon and Blake Bear, you know you're fast, Jimmy.
Yeah, he's able to look. Landon Hermson was the linebacker and pass coverage there on number 32. Logan Ward, and just sprinted out, but boy, just overthrew him. Again, the quarterback's got a strong arm. They have a number of passing yards on the season, and that's not by accident. He has 1,400 yards passing on the season coming in tonight.
35 seconds left. Third down and two. Quarterback rolls back, throws it across the middle of the field. Oh! Nearly intercepted, and you heard the collective O of Ironman Field as Hunter Weldon has stepped in the passing lane, and that's going to go incomplete. Fourth down and two.
That was a bullet that hit his shoulder pads there. And again, we got a 35-0 here with 30 seconds left in the first half. And
you know what's coming up?
Yeah,
man.
We got our Cindy's Beauty Hut beautiful play of the first half coming up. So we'll be thinking about that. Lots of beautiful plays to talk about here
in
that first half.
We got to find that impact player courtesy of the Albie Eagles Club when you're looking to make an impact in your community. They do it every day at the Eagles Club, and they'll have your first half impact player of the game. Here comes the high snap on the punt. The punt is, it will look like it may have been a piece. Yeah. Ball's going to bounce at the 30-yard line, roll down close to the 25, and that is where the ball's going to be stopped at the 25-yard line of Albia. Now, T, you get your put your coaching hat on for a second. What do you do here?
He's thinking. What do I do?
Pick a number between one and do something.
Jeez. Fucking ladder. Let's do it right now.
Along that line, I would throw the ball. I'd go for a pass play here. Just try one more time to work on it. You're not going to have many opportunities second half. 35-0, our score, continuous clock, what we're looking at. So I try to air this thing out, and it does look like an eagle formation here with two receivers each side, one back in the backfield to help block.
Isley, the lone back in the backfield. Bear rolls back, throws it to the flat, complete. They're running with the Tony Leshen, trying to get a field, has the first down across the 35-yard line. That will stop the clock. They'll move the chains. Albie with two timeouts, 15 seconds to go, a lot of field to cover. But with the speed and the explosion of this Albie offense, Dan, there's really not a field long enough. Albie has a chance to score on every play. Bear. Now, roll, steps up, now being pursued. He's going to roll to the left side. Here comes the flag in. Pump fake by Bear. A beautiful block there by Gannon Osing. He annihilates the defender, and that will be the final play. There is a flag down, but that's usually in the spot of holding here. But what a block by Gannon Osing.
Wow. Just nice job and good pickup there by Blake Bear. And, again, the Blue Demons fighting to the very last second here of this first half.
Christian, how about that tremendous comeback there by Osing, the unselfishness. He was downfield, and he made a sprint all the way back to the 45 to greet that Iowa Falls player and introduce himself.
Yeah, that was good field awareness. He saw that Blake Bear was out of the backfield, so he couldn't pass anymore, so he knew his only option was to run. So he ran upfield, found the guy, and blocked him before he get the Blake Bear, and Blake pulls up a 35-yard run.
So the issue here is I don't believe a quarter can end on a penalty. But the holding is on Albie. If they decline it, then they will.
Right.
Then the half is over, and that's what you get. And what you've got for a first half is 35 points by the Blue Demons, and Albia's defense has been lights out, Dan. But a big old tip to that special teams play. Fumble on the opening kickoff, a block punt on Iowa Falls' first possession, and Albie was up 14-0 before we could say Iowa Falls.
Yeah, and that's just what you're seeing. The Blue Demons, you know, coming average in 50 points a contest, giving up about just under seven. You know, so just really playing well all year long, and certainly seem to be on that path right now. And again, it starts with actually the special teams and the defense. Some of the things that really can really get to set the tempo and the tone, and that's exactly what the Blue Demons wanted, and they got a great start here.
We're going to go down to the guys here and also check with Chuck Johnson here. He's going to take off here in a few minutes. But, Chuck, what do you think about this experience here tonight? What is Ironman Field and Blue Demon football?
Coming out, yes. I mean, it's hard to stop these guys. They're just unbelievable. The power of Isley, just, I mean, second to none, you know.
Well, we're glad and we're so thankful that you were generous with the Albia Golf and Leisure by providing the facilities last week for Sarah Thomas benefit and for buying this experience tonight. I know that Sarah and all that are associated with her are appreciative of that. And we've had a great time hanging out with you. And then you can also invite everyone to come out, hang out with you at the Albia Golf and Leisure Club as well.
Exactly. Yeah, we'd appreciate it if you'd come out and enjoy yourselves out there tonight after the game.
Well, buddy, thank you so much. It was really a pleasure to be up here with you, and hope you enjoyed the experience that's been Friday Night Lights. That is your Friday Night Lights jacket to keep, and the press pass is yours to keep.
I got to take that back. Gail gave me strict instructions.
Wait a second.
This is the last one she said. I got to take it back.
Well, you can have this one. This is for coming and helping us. We will make more, but we won't make more of these experiences, but thank you very much. And we got a KIC Thunder Country mug and a place to keep all your important records in our KIC folder. Have a great night, Chuck, and hope to see you soon. We're coming out to the Albie Golf and Leisure sometime soon.
What a great guy.
Well, the first half is in the book, 35-0. We got to roll back to the Friday Night Lights studio because right now, Dan, there's a whole bunch of teams trying to figure out a way to get to that second half and get a win.
Yep.
Jay Mill, back at the Tharp Funeral Home Big Board. Give us those halftime updates.
All right, let's take a look at 2A first. One of these teams may be Albia's next opponent. Again, Albia leads 35-0 at the half. Albia gets the ball to start the second half and will be in continuous clock mode as well, as long as that 35-point spread remains. All right, let's take a look at all of Class 2A right now. Anamosa leading CMB of Baxter 26-0. And it is South Tama on top of Carroll Kemper at the half. It's a 14-0 score, South Tama leading Carroll Kemper at the half, 14-0. No score yet in Mediapolis and Central Lee and Mid Prairie Wellman at PCM tonight. It's Mid Prairie on top of PCM, 14-3. That's in the second quarter. And Tipton trails Williamsburg at the half, 28-0. Some other 2A scores here is Union LaPorte City and Waukon, one of Albia's former opponents in the playoffs, Waukon. It's 6-6. Union LaPorte City and Waukon tied 6 apiece. Also, Clear Lake and Appleton Parkersburg are tied at the halftime. Nobody scored. It's tied 0-0 for Clear Lake and Appleton Parkersburg 0-0. That's all Class 2A that we have in at the moment. Class 3A, again, on stream number 2, Gilbert leading Sheraton 42-0 at the half. It's Pella on top of Fairfield 34-7 in the second quarter. Bondurant Farrar trails Norwalk 14-0. And it is Creston and Harlan scoreless in the first period. Class 1A, Pella Christian trails Wilton 17-7 at the half. Again, Wilton on top of Pella Christian 17-7. Hudson leads Sigourney Kyoto 14-12. That's in the second period. That score has been unchanged for quite some time, and you can hear Eric Greiner in the call, our broadcaster on KIIC.6. Sigourney Kyoto trails Hudson 14-12. It's Iowa City Regina blanking Bellevue 28-0. And those are your Class 1A scores. Class A has Linville Sully 22, Pekin 14 at the half. Pleasantville and Belmont Clemmy are tied at 6 apiece. And it's Bedford on top of Mount Air at last report in the first period, 6-0. Earlham and Colfax Mingo are tied at 6 apiece. And Winfield Mount Union leads North Lynn 30-0 in the second period. A new score here for you has Pella now up on Fairfield 42-7 as Clayton gets the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board updated here in the Friday Night Lights studio. All right, let's get to eight-man football where Wayne is finding themselves trailing Colonesco. Wayne's only loss comes to Moravia early on, week 2 in the season. Wayne now trailing Colonesco 22-7. Our own Kevin Comer has the call on KIIC.4. Again, Murray leads Moravia 20-14. I think that's gone to the halftime break, Murray and Moravia. Again, Murray leads Moravia 20-14. You can hear that game live right now on stream number 5, although they might be in halftime break, but coming out of halftime, you can hear that on KIIC.5. That's on our website or on the Thunderbolt app, brought to you by the White Buffalo Restaurant and Lounge. Twin Cedars trails Lennox 28-12. That's in the second period. And Mormon Trail trails HLV of Victor by 2. It's HLV 16, Mormon Trail 14. Those are all of your scores. Again, Albia leads Iowa Falls at the half, 35-0. Big thanks to Albia Brewing Company. They've got us on downstairs in the kitchen, right below us practically, and all of the food that they provided, not only the press box, but the staff up here in the Friday Night Lights studio. We got a combination of not only pizza today, but we had bacon-wrapped jalapenos, bacon skins, and more tonight from Albia Brewing Company. So appreciate their sponsorship and helping provide food to the staff here at Friday Night Lights studio and at the press box as well. All right, when we come back, it is the Cindy's Beauty Hut. Beautiful play of the first half, and the Albia Eagles Club will have their impact player of the first half named as well. That's all coming up right here on Thunder Country KIIC, the Friday Night Lights edition for Wednesday night. Don't forget to join us right after the game tonight for the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show as we go into the locker room with the coaches and get thoughts on tonight's ball games and where things go from here. Currently 41 degrees at Thunder Country, KIIC Albia.
The local merchants in our area hometowns and communities take pride in what they do. They're here for you. Be here for them. Shop and invest locally. It helps the local economy.
Ideas?
I've got a pretty solid idea, but if there was something really creative, I'd be willing to mix it up.
And we want to hear from you. 641-799-1437. Got a lot of texts, a lot of texts tonight. We're going to try to get as many as we can in. Taking care of business. Go Big Blue. Coach Bill and Mindy listening at home. Glad to have you along on this football Wednesday night. Go Big Blue. Carter, Brett, Freshwater, Gannon, Hunter, Landon, and all the boys. Dome bound. Yes, they are trying to get their way there. And here's a carry up the left side and out to the 45-yard line. Again, of about four, and that's going to bring a third down at about a yard here for Iowa Falls.
They've been running
six and a half to go here in the ball game.
Running a lot of Logan Ward right now, just trying to get some positive yards out of him. He comes in the night averaging about 10 yards a carry, and he's got about four each pickup there, so he's close to first down, as you said, third and one.
Ricky Shelker on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Here's a handoff getting the first down on his way inside Albia territory for the first time tonight, T. Iowa Falls gets into Albia territory.
Yeah, they did.
What I tell you, again, that Logan Ward's coming out running real possessed here, real strong, and he actually hit one of our defenders and pushed him back about 5 yards. So great first down pickup for him, and doing a nice job. We just got a little hole on the side here where guys just kind of need to plug that gap.
Isle falls into Albia territory, pitch to the right side, blocking wall set up there, hitting the backfield, and gets away from the first set of tacklers, and does a good job of getting down to the 45-yard line, a gain of three on the pitch. Lawless in there along with Blackford for the Blue Demons.
What was nice on that, Brett Freshwater come in on outside linebacker position, jammed up the lead blocker on there to force the play back in, and so he stopped it from sweeping outside of him, did a nice job containing, allowed him to slow him up, but again, he did pick up 5 yards as he rolls forward.
Andy and Amanda Sims listening to the game and watching the Royals go Big Blue from Vicksburg, Mississippi. All over the country tonight.
Hundreds of people listening in tonight that we know of, and there are more and more on the Thunderbolt app.
Oh, here's a handoff, met in the backfield, and there is a tackle. Oh, my gosh. Chase Little after Blackie. T. Blackford had got him in the backfield, a loss of two, Dan, all the way back to the 47. Going to bring a third down and eight here. But how about Little there, Christian? Did a great job. He came and finished things off.
Yeah, he broke right through that offensive line and went in there and found the guy with the ball and tackled him.
I've got a costume idea, which I think is pretty creative, that came in on the text here. I'll share that one.
I got some that are pretty interesting, too. Here's a handoff, and again, Matt in the backfield.
Yes!
He is everywhere tonight.
That was awesome, man. Trevor's so fast in there, and he's so strong. I mean, he just blew that guy up and just got to the ball carrier.
Got a costume design coming in from good friend Aaron Quinn, who should be working right now.
Yeah,
make sure Mr.
Working.
Crawl knows that. But he thinks I should go as a corn stalker. See what he did there?
Yeah, nice.
See?
What did he do?
Yeah. He was thinking.
He likes corn?
Yeah. No, that's a good wordplay there.
Oh, stalker, like a stalker, like
yes.
S-T-A-L.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that.
Yes.
That's scary.
That's pretty creative.
It is a pretty good job. Nice job, Aaron. Here's a punt. This one, a spiraling punt. And Weldon will take it at the 10-yard line. Trying to get to the right side. Does have some running room down the sideline. Out across the 30, 40. One man to beat and will be brought down at the 45-yard line.
And of course, Logan Ward. The tackler over there. We keep calling his name all night long.
He has been the one man from two Albia touchdowns on special teams play. Because Bear had another touchdown and he stayed on his feet down that sideline.
Good return. We got Kate Crawl out there getting a nice little lead block as well to set up that sweep over there. And then Blake with that speed just jetting down the sideline. And again, if Logan Ward hadn't pushed him out of bounds, they'd have been at six.
Well, Darth Vader or Chewbacca? My wife thought that would be pretty good.
Well, and that's coming back out the movie. That's a good one.
Princess Leia.
Okay, we're gonna have breaking news after this play here. First down and 10 here. Isley goes in motion. Counter play, a pitch. The Freshwater trying to get to the corner and will be brought down at about the 48-yard line, where we're going to run back to the KIC studios. Jay Mill with some breaking news here on this football Wednesday night.
All right, guys. Moravia has taken their first lead of the game. They've come from a deficit. They now lead it 28-20 on Murray in the third. Back to you.
Good deal.
Come on, Mohawks.
Coach Whitlow, get them going.
2:50 to go here in third quarter. Running clock here in Albia. 42-0 your score. Keep up the wins, guys. Proud of the big blue. Patty Chance checking in. Watching the World Series, listening to the Thunder Country. Keep it rolling, big blue. Sean Lewis from Oskaloosa. Here is Isley. Isley across the midfield, pushing in way downfield. Carries a wall of white jerseys for a gain of about 4 or 5 yards. Going to bring a third down and short here as we roll under 2.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Albia with the football inside of Iowa Falls territory. A 42-0 lead.
Really, and a lot of folks, my listeners, see this and say, well, we're just doing the same thing. All we do, you know, is run the ball. But a lot of different ways and nuances they're doing here. You know, we've seen Carter just a moment ago go in motion. We haven't seen so really a lot of different tricks to the plays there. So here comes Carter Isley off the right side. Good hole there on this time. Picks up and moves the pile. Picks up about 9 yards on that play. What do you got, Jason?
Oh, just, you know, I've got all kinds of good things for you. But to go Big Blue. Did I hear a goater in there, Jason? Go Big Blue Smitty. I think I did. I didn't think I said that earlier.
What?
Goater with the ball. He's goatering with the ball. You know, goatering is a new thing, Dan. It's like caffeine.
All the kids are doing
goatering. Let's see here. Dan Stocker should go as a tall Jason Summers. Scary. Dan is Donald Trump.
Tall Jason. Why don't we just do a unicorn as long as we're doing things that are impossible?
Impossible?
Impossible.
What are you saying? Unicorns are impossible? And Dan, my wife, Kinnick, said that she would go as Princess Leia and you would be Chewbacca.
That'd be all right.
Go Jason. Jason and Dan can go as Jack in the Beanstalk for Halloween.
You're not climbing me.
Gandhi. Here's a pitch. Isley just in the corner, gets the block inside the 30, 25, and will be wrestled out of bounds at about the 20, we'll wait for the spot, 22, 23-yard line.
Great lead block by Brett Freshwater out there, and then Carter with that speed kicked the corner.
Seen some different things tonight, see how this offense, with Carter in motion, the pitch going to Freshwater, and Carter leading the block. And I'll be showing some different things here in this ball game, and again, giving defenses more to look at.
Yeah, it really shows the maturity and the experience and the athleticism that we have, the athletes that we can do those things with, and the experience that these guys have been here a long time, that they know the plays.
Here's the handoff, and oh, Bootlega running with it is Bear. Bear waiting for the block. Sneaks through the defender, stays on 5. Take it to the house, Blake Bear.
Right to his neck.
He got behind the big number 76, who had pulled out there.
79
to Yarkoski. Put his hand on Yarkoski's back. There was two defenders coming at him. He shoved Yarkoski into one defender. That annihilated him, and then the other defender grabbed a hold of Blake, and Blake said, you're either coming with me or staying there, and he drug him in for a Blue Demon touchdown.
Yeah, and York, we've talked all year long about how he's been very quick, and for his size, he's really gotten a mobile and get out there and lead blocking. And then Blake to have the patience. He kind of let York develop that block to figure out which way he could shove him in. And then once he saw the opening, you know, he just shoved it and went through it. And a nice job of pulling the defender through and got the touchdown.
48-0 out. Be 11 ticks left in this third quarter on the running clock Wednesday night. Here's the kick up high enough, long enough, and Brendan Bassett good enough. And Albia takes a 49-0 lead here. We're going to take a timeout, head back to the Friday Night Live studio, get a quick scoring update after a timeout. You're listening to the playoffs on your sports leader, KIIC.
This is Brian Lindberg, Brew Giver. Well, Oktoberfest is here. This year we're on the ball and we have our own pumpkin beer as well as the Oktoberfest coming out. Tapping it Saturday at noon. So come on out. We have special t-shirts and glasses available. Kind of advertising Oktoberfest. And we also do carry out pizzas at Albie Brewing Company. We are just so good at brewing beer that you'll want to slap your mama.
All right, our GP Insurance kickoff comes your way next.
Blackbird Primitives on the south side of the Albia Square has new fall merchandise for your home decor needs. Stop in and see the beautiful florals, rugs, candles, and so much more at Blackbird Primitives, a proud sponsor of the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Here's your kickoff taken from the 10-yard line and out across the 25. The ball's loose! The ball is loose, and Iowa Falls is going to come up with it. Man.
That was Tyjon Rose was the return man, number 22. It popped loose. Again, that cold weather, good hit on him, but the one that Iowa Falls up man was able to recover.
Jimmy,
start the possession with the 35 scoop.
It's just that, you know, listening on the road, go Big Blue, the real Colonel Sanders.
Oh, yeah, I love those commercials, by the way.
Tan as rainbow bright.
I am the real Colonel.
Barney. All of it's going to fit.
Tyler Dyson in there at center now for Casey Zinski.
Second down, 14. Here's a fake hand of crawl rolling back to the right side. Has time. Pump fakes, and then it's going to try to turn the corner and will be tackled 5 yards out of bounds.
Yeah, going out of bounds and driven out there. And, comes up just quick, so that's good for him. Also coming in, Zach Armstrong, the senior, coming in for Hunter Makinich. Again, clock continues to run here. 5:40 left in the contest. Blue Demons up 49-0.
An all-running clock, and Jimmy, for the 10th straight time this year, Albia has had a running clock and 9 straight finishing the game with a running clock.
Tyler Beard coming in at the wide receiver spot for Gunnar Maupin. So Tyler Beard getting a few chances to get some plays in here, the junior. Might be a delay of game on the Blue Demons. Took a little while to get the play in. Oh, no, timeout, excuse me.
Let's get a quick scoring score update back at the Friday Night Light studio while we call a timeout here. 5 minutes, 21 seconds to go, 49-0 Albia in this ball game. Jay Mill, give us some scoring updates.
All right, some more scores coming in from Moravia and Murray in Class A. It is Moravia still with the lead now, 36-26. A couple of scores there for each squad. Twin Cedars trails Lennox 40-18. And Wayne is getting beat in the third period by Colonesco, 36-7. Pekin and Linville Soli in a tight one. Pekin has come back. They've roared back there within one. It's 29-28, Linville Soli on top of Pekin. Pleasantville tied at the half with Belmont Clemming. Pleasantville with an outstanding year. Caught in a little bit of a buzzsaw here. It's 6-6 at the half with Belmont Clemming. We'll keep an eye on that one for you as well. BGM leads Danville at the half, 41-0. And Pella on top of Fairfield, 49-7. Gilbert leads Sheraton, 49-0. And we'll continue to update you coming up. Let's get back to the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Here's a text coming in, and Ronnie Martinez says, Albia is the test. Oh, my phone just went off. Albia's the test. 9 teams have failed the test, and the 10th is about to fail it as well. I think he's right.
To this point, yeah, absolutely right. Lane Pierce also getting in the game here on the line now for the Blue Demons.
Oh.
Just a little bit quick, Adam Henderson.
That's all right. I like his enthusiasm.
That's all right. He's just in there. He's getting excited to go, and he just popped a little quick on the snap count.
Thanks for the exciting eye. You guys got it made. Caitlin and I. Caitlin. Oh, Dan and Bruce, Jason Jenner. I don't know. Even being Bruce might be kind of weird now, because I don't know if I'd be, you know, because you don't know.
Yeah, nobody knows who he is anymore.
King Crawl rolling back, throws the pass up for grabs, and oh, nearly complete. Did a good job. A little touch on that pass.
Now, Tyler Beard tried to come back and just a little bit high and couldn't get to it. You know, we get through this game, Jason. It's short
dun,
weeks.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, there's no rest here. Next game, we're all home.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, bum,
next game will be bum, Monday night, 7 p.m.
See, how about the sound effects? 3D, and it was 3D because I was slopping on the mic.
You did spit a little bit. But yeah, Monday night will be the next game, 7 o'clock here. We won't know our opponent until later this evening. Again, there's no true brackets anymore, and so the state resets those. Theoretically, it should probably be a number 2 seed is who we'd face from some district. Could be our own, but we'll see. We'll know more later. But definitely, we'll play 7 o'clock Monday here in Albia. Gunnar Maupin with the reception from Kate Crawl.
Great job.
Nice one after the
go
catch.
Hunter!
Going through tackles, picks up, gets it back to the first down line, or it's not the first down, but the 10-yard marker.
That might be roughing the passer. We'll see here. But how about that play, Jimmy? Gunner mopping, you know, and you
Gunner,
talk about.
That's awesome, Jason.
You talk about, you know, great athletes, great players, great teammates, and Gunner gets not as many minutes, but he is always giving minutes in practice.
We were just
and
talking
dedication.
About it. He was on the sidelines with me live in action, and I said, it's going to be go time, big, and he's all excited. He did it.
You know,
that's
awesome. We talked to him earlier in the year, one of our pregame interviews, you know, and just to hear him and the level of involvement, these guys all are bought in. He's on the board when the offense is over. They're talking about plays. He's helping with what he sees. So, you know, he very much, you said he's logging in minutes. He's very much a part of this team and this offense. Even if he's not logging the plays, he's certainly logging the minutes and the hours that these guys have done, and really helps his team out a great deal. Ruz roughing the passer play on the last play, as you called, Jason. So we'll get a little mark off here on the personal foul.
I won't even give you these texts.
No,
it's not what I do. But it's interesting what some people think you would look good as, man. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
And that they would want to see you in that outfit. Don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the part where you kind of miss. What's more disturbing, the fact that they think of those things or that they actually want to see me like that?
I do think Miley Cyrus is an interesting twist, Dan, because, you can almost dress without anything or any possible scenario. I mean, it's like kind of like Jenner.
Yeah,
you know,
neither one are helping me right now. You're not giving me. That's just too off the rails.
First down and 10 for the Albie. The ball at the 11-yard line. The Blue Demon knocking on the door here. 4 minutes and 7 seconds running clock here. Here's a handoff running with this Cole Sinclair. And
Luke.
He's on his Luke.
Yeah.
Cole's getting a lot of calls.
Oh man, Cole has got a lot of touches this year. Luke again.
Well, I'm hoping. I'm preparing for the future, and the future is looking really bright. Kudos to the fifth and sixth graders. They'll play here tomorrow night as well. The seventh and eighth grade both had outstanding seasons.
Yeah.
The freshman, an outstanding season, a good JV football team, and Albia's football is looking very, very bright. Albie with the football, second down and five. Here's the bootleg. Running with Crawl to the five. Kate Crawl. High steps it in for the Blue Demon. Touchdown. Touchdown, Albie. Kate Crawl. He faked the pitch, Dan, and then got on his giddy up on the outside, jumped over a defender at the 3-yard line, and skates his way in for a Blue Demon touchdown. Touchdown, Albie. Albie goes over the century mark, 55-0, 3:25 to go, and we've got us a running clock.
You know, we're at the 50-point mark, so that means next week, once again, the level is very impressive. You know, we've just attempted the one field goal, which was last week, and he made that, so he's perfect for field goals. 22-yard field goal make last week, and doing a great job once again tonight.
Let's get a scoring update back in the Friday Night Lights studio.
Well, guys, Sheraton season has come to an end as Gilbert wins this one in a final 49-7. Two quick ones, though. We've got some close games out here. Pella Christian making it close with Wilton. They've now gone up on Wilton 28-24.
I thought that could happen, Dan. You know, Pella Christian's a darn good football team, and they can make it happen.
They had to suffer through some injuries early in the season, and they're getting ready for playoff side, so I'd like to see that one. And it's a good district, certainly, they come from.
I also want to keep an eye on that Mid-Prairie PCM football game. Here's the kickoff, taken at the 25-yard line, a short kick. This one being brought out across the 35 to the 37-yard line, where Albia's defense will come back out once again. Christian, we're going to run back to the Friday Night Light studio here in a second, but Big C, the way this team has played consistent, regardless of score, regardless of opponent, regardless of first team, second team, just consistent.
Other teams play to beat us. We just play to be us. That's what Coach Tatum says all the time. So just going out there and being your best each and every play.
I thought we got a live interview there.
That was good.
That's absolutely the way Coach Tatum would tell you, and that's correct.
That is out of the Absolute Broadcasting booth. And don't forget to get your is it 20% off when we go over 50 points? So you want to do that right now. You want to give them a call. Make sure you give them a call today, right now. Don't wait. You know they're going to get busy. You've got to give them a call so that you can get your 20% off. 50 points or more, 20% off, and they can clean the whole house. Anything. We'll get that number for you. I want you to get you locked in so that we can get your phone so you can call them tomorrow. They're going to get busy with those kind of discounts, and everyone wanting to get their house clean for the holidays, and they'd be the people that can get it done. Ball out. Here's a handoff across the 50-yard line,
And that will be a first down to the 49 of Albia. Give Absolute Cleaning a call. Here is their phone number. Write this thing down. Get it in your phone right now. 641-932-4500.
Again, give Brent a call at 932-4500 and you get anything cleaned. It's a good time to get your car cleaned up going into the fall before it gets really grimy. Get all those summer activities cleaned out of there.
Here's the quarterback rolling back, throws it to the flat, complete.
Oh, and Tyler Beard!
That is a sophomore coming in there and putting the stick on. And how about that, Big T? That sophomore says, I want some playing time.
Oh, he wants some of that.
He's a junior, but I'll tell you what. And he's 5 foot six, Dan.
Yeah. He comes at 5'6", 135 pounds. Put a big man hit on that receiver there because of the incompletion. Great job, Tyler Beard, coming in there. Got a lot of subs coming in there up front, too. Gannon noticing playing a little defense. Taryn Padilla coming on as DN. We've seen him off and on. Does a great job.
This Caitlin Jenner thing, Dan, is really taking off, buddy.
Tyler String fell on the tackle. I'm sorry, what?
The text line is full with Dan. Dan is Caitlin.
Nikki Madison, sophomore, coming in the game. Sorry. I was just going to go past
I don't know
what
Jimmy, man. He's still laughing.
Yeah.
He done did it, man. Look at this.
There's guy. He's down there with Gunner Moffitt. That's what he's doing. 39.
Playoff game.
39 seconds to go here in the ball game. 56-0 Albia. Running clock the entire second half. Here's a handoff and running and falling forward and then being hit and knocked down. And everybody wants to get a lick in, Dan.
Hermson on the initial hit there. Also coming to help clean things up. Brian Raskey looks like getting up off the pile there.
Who's 34?
Taryn Padilla. Boy, he's a good-looking young man. Junior, 6'1", 205. He's going to be a huge part of the team next year. He's just so close this year. Plays really well. Miguel Alvarez in there, D-tackle as well.
He's going to be there's a hit in the backfield.
Oh. That's Miguel right on cue.
Boy,
shot through that hole.
And that is your final play of this opening round of the playoffs. Test number 10. Get your pin out, your red pin out, and put a big old A-plus on the top of that one, Dan Stocker. That cherry's been put on top of this cake in Albia. I think now you can say the test is Albia.
Right. You know, it's been going on all week or all season long where they're competing against themselves to be their best. They're absolutely following what Coach Staten's telling them, and it's the right thing to do. And it's, you know, it's one where you kind of worry about them coming up, maybe even a little let down after getting that complete season, but yet they came out. I got a text, Mike Gray texted in. He and Dan Thomas just listening at home in the garage. Still grounded from the second to the last game. And so that's absolutely right. They're just playing a very, very grounded, consistent game. They're focused. This senior class that we've talked about, I just got a lot of praise for them. I think they really come to work each and every day. Coach Staten talked about a really great week of practice here. Again, we're going to have a short turnaround here. They don't have time to rest. It's going to warm up a little bit, so that'll be nice. But they're going to turn around and play on Monday. 7 o'clock will be the start. Playoff time, it's always 7 o'clock starts. We'll be here. Albie gets to host every game they have until we get to the Dome, our home away from home. So we'll find our opponent out later tonight. Lots of possibilities, but we'll see who that ends up actually being.
Dan should be Shrek. You know, I think that's a heck of an idea.
Yeah. I kind of like Chewbacca, though, you know, with Star Wars coming back out again. That's timely. The Blue Demons, we're going to do a little deviation for those of you waiting to hear that lovely rendition of the fight song.
It.
The Blue Demons first will respectfully line up at their own 40-yard line, take a knee as Iowa Falls Alden will receive their playoff plaque and medals for participating in the playoffs, and so they're showing the proper respect for them and the season that they've had and they've earned.
Just amazing. Go Big Blue. Steven, Tanya, Eldon in Eldon, Missouri. Coach Ratliff, champion of 7th grade champions. You guys are great. Just got a call regarding 20% off. Thanks for all you do. Well, I'm telling you right now, you want to get this lock in and call now because they're
going to
get
slots.
Busy.
Yeah.
And that's it.
It's only next week, and when he's full, it's not like he can make more time.
And you know right now with
the time stretcher, Johnny Flattery got rid of a while back.
He did.
So Brent can't make more time, so you better get in and get it scheduled.
But he can make your carpet clean, and you can make your house look better, and we all know what's coming around the corner, Dan. It's everybody wanting to come to your house, and guys, here's an idea. Guys, you want to make ladies happy? give Absolute Cleaning a call and let them do the cleaning.
And listen, if they forget the phone number, 932-4500, Mad Dog usually parks the van on the square in a very strategic location. Just drive by and you'll get the
number. My wife's texting me. We want him to spray our garage because they'll spray the garage. You know, they'll spray your vinyl, clean it up, and she's down. Call them now. Well, I'm going to give them a call as soon as I get a chance here. But 20% off, and they'll do a great job for you. Dan, what a great night. And you think about, as we've talked about the entire year, the test. And we'll go over this 100 million times because, you know, really on a Saturday after our big win, you don't get tired of having the conversation. But, you know, what are you going to tell people? All you can do is pass the test that's in front of you. And sometimes it's not the test. Sometimes it really is the student. Another A-plus tonight, 56-0, opening rounds of the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, this is our 10th game of the season. This is the 7th team, you know, that we have played that has made the playoffs. I get it that Iowa Falls is the game we're playing tonight, but you know, 7 of our 10 teams we played made the playoffs. You can't have all your from your district make it anyway, so that's not going to happen. That's a tough schedule when you've got all those teams making the playoffs and competing well. And again, it's Coach Staten, this is absolutely where it comes in, where you talk about being your best. It doesn't matter the opponent. It doesn't matter the score. If you're working your hardest and doing your best, that's your test. And this team can achieve as much as they want to.
Well, guys, one of the things I think is really being... You hear the Blue Demons being recognized.
Against an opponent and a site to be determined.
Well, I think the site's determined. But they have to announce that, in all fairness.
Yep.
Alki is a one seed. They should have home field advantage. And I'm hoping not to move any of this broadcast equipment.
Here we go.
Here comes the Blue Demons coming over to greet the trio of mics. The 1, 2, and 3 wireless mic, courtesy of Screen Tech in 3D. Here is your singing, victorious playoff Blue Demons.
Now we are close to you. Fly for the red and the blue. Football, basketball, any old game. Win or defeat, we'll love you the same. On how your spirits are high. When we see your colors go by. Years to come, we'll stand and cry. Here's you, old Albia High.
Well, you can take the cannon off the field, but you couldn't get rid of the explosion that is Albia football, Dan Stocker.
Oh, I get goosebumps when I hear that. That's just the passion and stuff. And I hearken back to 8 years ago, and things were not in the spot we are today. And it's just great to see. Great to see that and to hear that from those guys, the pride and the work and the dedication they've had.
Well, we see Coach Staten going to be coming across here in just a second. I'm going to have the guys catch up with Coach Staten to get to your post-game coach's interview. But guys, real quick, I see Coach standing at the 30-yard line with his grandson. It might be a great time to catch him with Jeff and...
Sideline guys to the coach.
There Christian's going. He's
I'm booking.
At the 35. He breaks the 34.
He's at the 25, the 24, the 23. He broke the 20. He's down the coach.
All right, Christian's down there with the coach. This post-game interview brought to you by Golf and Nash. The Napa store in Albia is where you go for the trusted service and parts that you'll find only at your local Napa store in Albia. Let the staff help you get it fixed right the first time with that Napa know-how. Down to Big C on the wireless mic.
Yep, I'm down here with Coach Staten. Coach, good game against Iowa Falls. Talk about the seniors and the underclassmen today.
Well, it's a team victory. Everybody has a hand in it, and we played some good football. We have some things we can work on. We came out of it, I think, injury-free. That's very important this time of the year, and our bench was alive. They were cheering for the guys on the field, and that's things you got to have if you want to move on in the playoffs in Iowa.
Tell us about how the progress on finding out who we're going to play, who the next opponent, and where we're going to be playing at.
Well, they're making that decision up in Boone, Iowa right now, and it'll come out within an hour, hour and a half. We should be a host team unless we're playing a team that traveled and they have a undefeated district champion. Otherwise, we'll be here. Otherwise, it goes alphabetical order. You can't hardly get ahead of Albia. So unless there's a district champion that traveled, I don't think there was, we should be here.
All righty, Coach. Hey, good job, and good luck for next the Monday night.
Well, it's coming up.
All righty. Thanks, Coach.
That is your post-game interview brought to you by Golf and Ash here in Albion. Let their staff with that Napa know-how get you all taken care of. And down on the 40-yard line is Jimmy and Big T. Jimmy, I love the way that this team played tonight, the intensity, the consistency. And as I've said 100 times, is that irrespective of score, opponent, or moments, the consistency in which this team plays at is outstanding and phenomenal.
We are the real deal. I mean, you know, I hate to say it. I don't want to brag or nothing, but we have a great team. We have some great athletes. We've played some good teams, you know, and I think that we're showing that we can do it. And, you know, first round of playoffs, I know that the team we faced tonight didn't have a great record, but they played in a tough district. And, you know, we handled them very well. And, I give credit to the line. You know, on both sides. It starts there in the trenches, and we won that tonight.
Well, tonight, T, it started with special teams, and Jimmy's right, the trenches won, but the special teams really allowed Alby to set the tempo. The short field on both the kickoff turnover and that punt block really gave Alby all the momentum, and really hard to regain if you're the underdog.
You know, special teams inspires the offense, you know, inspires the defense. You know, if you come out and you're hitting hard and you get turnovers, you know, that filters into everybody else, and you just get that snowball rolling, like Coach says, and it's hard to stop it.
Big C, as the guys talked about, the offensive lines just absolutely dominated, been so impressive all season long, but they just continue each and every week to look like they're getting better, and you think, well, how's that even possible?
Yeah, each week they're going out there and they're playing to be their best. You can't control who you're going to play, where you're going to play at. You're only controlled on who you are and what you can do. And going out there, giving it your best, doing your assignment and your alignment, and these guys have goals. That goal is not to go out here and win just one playoff game. That's go up to the dome, give it their best, and not just do the dome. They want to go and they want to win that championship game.
Which has been the elusive part, Dan. We've gotten there two consecutive years, and that experience can lend itself handy when you get back there, but boy, you got to get back there.
Well, yeah, you got to take care of first things first, and that started tonight, so they get that big win, which is huge, and then it'll go to Monday, and we'll find out who our opponent is. It's going to be a good quality opponent. You know, it's going to be a team that's going to have an 8-2 record or a 9-1 record somewhere in there. You know, it's going to be an excellent team, and so it's going to get tougher. It's not going to get easier. More than likely, we should be at home. You know, Coach makes a valid point that there's a possibility you could drive on the road, but I just don't know there's any scenario that would allow that based on the criterion that he outlined, but you never know, and so we'll see. And I'm going to go to tonight's contest. You know, you look at the trenches, and I always, you know, I get stuck on numbers. And, you know, the Blue Demons hit their averages in terms of the offensive production. You know, we did 370 rushing yards, 50 yards passing. That's a little bit better on the rushing side, but right on our average on passing. Defensively, though, you're going against a team that puts up 330 yards on average every night, Iowa Falls. Every night, 330 yards, total yards. Rushing and passing, pretty balanced attack. Tonight, they're held to just 70. You know, that speaks to the quality of this team. That you're talking about 9 games Iowa Falls in a good district put up 330 yards average. You know, that's not one game. It's a good sample. And that defense is just pretty good.
Well, there's a couple of other numbers, T, that I think really stand out. And, you know, you really don't – you're going through the whole football game, and you're hearing it happen and you're watching it happen, but you can't believe it just happened. One series did they cross midfield the entire game, Iowa Falls, and only 2 first downs the entire football game.
Our defense was crazy good tonight. I mean, they were. I mean, that front line, you know, penetration, you know, wasn't giving the quarterback any time to throw the ball. And when he did throw the ball, you know, he was he was getting it up in the air, and we were getting underneath it, you know. So, I mean, it's man, hats off to the defense. I mean, they're ball hawks. They know where it's at. Pass it so quick off the edge. I mean, he had a couple sacks, and wow. I mean, our defense just our defense sets up the offense with a short field, and you know, the rest is history.
Jimmy, I think one of the things that teams cannot prepare for. They can look at our defensive alignments and really our base alignment. That, you know, we do a lot of different stunts and blitzes, but really we're a very base four defense.
But the offense and the coaches, when they look at film, one of the things you can't scheme for, and that is the physicality in which this team plays at. And when you come out here and you face Albion, you get beat around and physicaled all over the football field. You know, you can watch film and you can scheme. You just can't prepare for that.
Well, it comes from every area. I mean, you got to, you know, look at Brandon Bassett. I mean, what's he weigh, you know, and the speed he brings. He matches up against some big guys, but he just quick gets around there. I mean, we got speed, we got strength, you know. Trevor Blackford, what a transformation, you know, and it continued on. I mean, this kid's story is amazing. I don't know, you know, I remember him as a little kid, and just to see his body change and what it did for him is inspiring to those that maybe know him, you know, and or the ones that even don't know him, that we talk about it all the time. It just, you know, good things happen when you put the time. And you know, one thing, if anybody knows Chuck that was here, Chuck Johnson, yeah, ask him about live and action down here. I'll tell you what, that's an experience. And if you want to do that, you know, get on that, because I'm telling you, it's real. And when you're down here, you feel it, you hear it, you smell it, and everything else. It's gravy.
That was so fun having Chuck up here tonight. And guys, I think he got cold and came up here. I think he was you also get a little nervous down on the sidelines, T, because that action that comes in 3D, it's 4D for you guys, because it's right in your face.
Wow. I mean, these guys are big. I mean, I look at Jimmy, I'm like, I don't think I want to get hit by that dude. And he's like, oh, I'd try it.
But I don't know if it's, I mean, I'd like to see what it feels like, to be honest with you. You imagine Lushen coming at you, he's leaning a little over me. I'm thinking, what's that going to feel like? Is that going to hurt? Or, you know, I don't know. But it'd be awesome.
Oh, boy.
Well, I'll tell you, how about the play? The one that stands out to me in physicality is that a pitch play to Brett Freshwater to the far right side.
Right.
Isley's leading the play, and he's sliding his feet going sideways to set up his block. And then when he lunges forward, the defender disappears, gone.
Yeah.
It's just amazing how they play and the physicality. Guys, we're going to go run back to the Friday Night Light studio on this Wednesday night. Dan as Sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
I got the outfit. I got the outfit, big. Sunshine.
Let's get these scoring updates here as we move along in the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show, as Jay Mill will give us some scoring updates as they roll along on this first round of the playoffs. We'll come back and then relive some of these moments that was tonight's football game. Jay Mill at the Tharp Funeral Home Big Board. Give us those playoff scores.
All right, guys, welcome to the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. We're getting things underway and squared away, and we have a lot of finals to talk about. Let's get to Class 2A first, where Albion, a final over Iowa Falls. They win this one. If you're just joining us or getting in your car on your way home from your game, Albion wins 56-0. Some other 2A scores that might matter. Anamosa beating CMB of Baxter 46-7, and South Tama all over Carroll Kemper 30-0, that one late in the game. Minneapolis trailing Central Lee at the half 35-14, and we had Mid Prairie up on PCM 28-10 in the third. A final in 2A, North Polk has been defeated by Hampton Dumont 26-7. Williamsburg was beating Tipton 35-7 at last report. And those look like 2A that we have in at the moment. In another final, Gilbert beat Sheraton tonight 49-7. It was Pella in a victory. This is final, 56-7 over Fairfield. Some other 3A scores for you. Norwalk on top of Bondurant Farrar 49-0 at last report. Carlisle trails Dallas Center Grimes at last report 35-6. That was in the fourth quarter. And it was Creston on top of Harlan 27-11 late in that game. Washington on top of Solon in the third at last report, 14-7. They're going to mark the Norwalk game final now. It's 49-0. Norwalk defeats Bondurant Farrar. They've just marked that final. At a game that kicked off at 6 o'clock tonight, Ankeny defeated Indianola earlier this evening, 49-7 in Class 4A. Let's move over to Class A. Some finals here. Montezuma wins 21-13 over Maquoketa Valley. Congratulations to the Monty Bears. 21-13 winners over Maquoketa Valley. Pekins football season ends tonight as they get defeated by 2 points. A close game at the end. Linville Sully 36, Pekin 34. Tough loss for the Pekin Panthers as they go to defeat tonight and their season comes to an end. 36-34 to Linville Sully. BGM all over Danville 48-7 in a final. And some other scores that we had in here late. Pleasantville, after tying Belmont Clemmy early on, they were tied 6-6. They come out and they are currently in a safe position, it looks like, right now. Pleasantville, 38. Belmont Clemmy, 14. Bedford, 23. Mount Air, 6. And at last report, in the third quarter, Earlham and Colfax Mingo were tied at 6 apiece. Quickly through Class A, it's one of the first times we've been done before Wayne, but Wayne's still playing. It's in the fourth quarter, but Cole Onesco's having their way with Wayne 36-7 late in that one. And again, in the fourth quarter, Moravia taking care of business with Murray 58-26. It'll be interesting to follow up and talk about this one as Moravia was trailing earlier on in this game, came back and played it close, and now they've extended their lead 58-26. And that's still going on stream number 5. It's Lennox 46-18 over Twin Cedars late in that one. And Janesville leading Meskwaki 32-22 at last report. HLV a victor at the half, 48-29 over Mormon Trail. And to finish up here, we'll go to Class 1A. Pella Christian late in the game defeating Wilton and extending their lead 42-24. This one was close earlier. In fact, Pella Christian was behind to Wilton. They've come out and extended their lead now. Pella Christian leads 42-24 on Wilton. Couple other ones. Sigourney Keota trails Hudson in the fourth quarter, 28-18 on stream number 6. And it is Columbus Junction trailing West Branch 55-14. They've just marked the I-35 Underwood final as Underwood has defeated the Roadrunners of I-35 34-6. Iowa City Regina 35, Bellevue 6 at last report. And that's what we have for the Tharp Funeral Home Friday Night Lights Big Board. Let's go back live right now to Ironman Field as we continue on here in the Summer's Insurance Locker Room Show. We'll be talking to some of these coaches here in a little bit. And, guys, I know you're wanting to get into the warmth, so we'll throw it back to you so you can finish up in the Absolute Cleaning Systems broadcast booth.
Well, Dan, excited to hear some of these scores. I'm glad Moravia's kind of taken the control there. And I think back to that last time these two teams met up in the playoffs when Moravia went undefeated in the regular season, and it looked like we might have a reliving of that moment.
But you know, Coach Whitlow had to be thinking a little bit about that. So great job on Moravia coming back. Looks like they've got that game in hand.
58-26, I think, the score there. And then I don't know what Christian's singing or something. He's having a special moment in the bathroom, I think. We've got some first our football highlights to rehash in this ball game, and you know, as we're talking, as the scores come in, trying to picture where Albia or who Albia might play next, kind of hard to get a real feel because.
No, but anyway, all we're doing is guessing, but that's always, I like doing that, so it's fun. You know, when you look around us, when you got a 3 seed, Mid Prairie up over PCM, our 2 seed out of our district, you would think, you know, if they could, they would try to, if there's a 3 seed that advances, 1s and 4s playing now, 2s and 3s playing tonight, you'd think they'd try to give us that. So that to me would be a good opponent. Mid Prairie, if they'd end up winning, could be the opponent to come here. You know, as a 3 seed, winning that game 28-10 right now is the last we had in the third quarter. Williamsburg is a 2 seed that is winning with Tipton there. You know, that's a 1-2 matchup that you could be looking at. So that just kind of sees, you know, and also you got the issues. There's the mileage thing that comes into play in Central Lee. You know, it's kind of down there off in their own little world there. And then so they've got to have somebody to play. And so they could be playing in their district yet again next week. You know, they're playing right now Mediapolis winning that game, but that's a district game again. So they just because of the closeness of other teams, or the lack of closeness of other teams, they could be playing their own district again. So all those things kind of come into play, and so all we're doing is guessing. But you know me, I like guessing.
Well, and it's looking at these scores, and it's really hard to play. To play the comparison game. So you're trying to figure out, well, who would the opponent would be based on these scores? We did this and they did that, and it's really difficult to really do the comparisons. But I think if you looked at all the teams that are out there within this geographical area, you have to continue to say, and the register says it, BCM Moore says it, that Albia and South Tama are the two teams that are destined to probably collide in that third game. I'm hoping that the state will do everything they can to wait to the playoff or to the dome.
I don't see that happening at all with Central Lee. Again, you got another number one seed down in the corner. They got to play somebody in that third round. You know, to me, that's us. And that's a top 10 team, so it's not exactly like we dropped down the chain too far.
So then who does South Tama play?
Well, then they would push more north, you know, whether they go more north or east. But, you know, you got to take care of where you've, you know, you got to get Central Lee an opponent.
Correct. So
you got to work your edges and come in.
And hard to believe, but they were talking Central Lee at that spot. Mm-hmm. They're a good football team.
Yeah.
So, you know.
They've come a long ways just like Albia, so it's a fun thing to see. And so, to me, it would be a very good, intriguing matchup to have them up here. And that's the one I think. And that allows them to stay. And that's the nice thing with the way the system is now, with not being true brackets. The state can kind of, you know, they won't tell you that, but they can massage it so that they can get their matchups when
you
they
know
want
they are.
Them,
you
when
know
they want. So they can try to guide South Tama away from us.
And rightfully they should. You know, to be
you want to see that a chance.
Football offense got their job done, so it was a result in the big win on the scoreboard. But what I was most pleased with was that we played on a high level during the entire game.
The coach again, Albia victorious tonight, 56-0 over Iowa Falls Alden. Some might be surprised. I know you're not, but some might be surprised with the play out of Brett Freshwater tonight, coming and got a lot of touches and really capitalized on it. Talk about how you can prepare so many athletes to be ready whenever their number's called.
Well, it starts with day one practice and getting each player to put forth their best effort. You want each player on the team to take personal responsibility to become a better player. And if they do that and they get a little bit better each day, by the end of the season, they're playing on a very high level. Brett's a very good blocking fullback, but he also has some wheels that can run the ball. And this was a night where they were going to stop Carter Isley, and they didn't assign enough people to take care of number 35. So he broke loose and had some nice long runs. He's an elusive runner and a big part of our offense.
Again, Coach, a great win here tonight. I know we talked a little bit on our post-game wrap-up there, but have you had a chance with your coaches to talk about potential matchups going into Monday's contest for the second round?
Well, nobody knows for sure. My best guess is that we will play Mid Prairie Wellman at home on Monday night. But the association is up there right now with their heads together, and they've got to try to pair up lower-ranked teams with district champions. And sometimes they can do that, and sometimes they've got to play within the district. There are going to be several within the district games played around the state. None of them will be our teams because if I got the scores right, all of the other teams in our district got eliminated tonight. But they had a 125-mile limit. They try to play the highest-ranked team on home field, and they have the job of pairing those up. But as I look at the teams around the state, they got Central Lee way down there in the corner. Probably they're going to pair them up with Williamsburg, and then that means that we would probably get Mid Prairie. But we'll find out here in about an hour or so. We'll know who we play, and then the hustle is on to try to get prepared for them.
And then just one more question kind of going along with that playoffs. As I'm looking at just in Class 2A, as I'm seeing it right now, the scores that we have official, Esterville wins tonight. They're a 4-seed. New Hampton wins tonight. They're a 4-seed. Of course, Mid Prairie wins. They're a 3-seed. Next year, those teams aren't in the playoffs, at least as it stands now. And I love getting your opinion on that concept of why it's important to let at least the four teams, if not even more, into the playoffs.
Too much is made of what their seed is. If you remember 2 years ago, Cedar Rapids Kennedy was fourth seed, and they went to Bendorf and beat Bendorf. And Pella was fourth seed, and they become state runners-up. So you need to kind of just throw those ratings out the window and start from scratch. Are we still on the air?
You're here with us, Coach. We're just enjoying the ride that is listening to you.
Yeah. And
okay,
I think.
Well, I went through the washboard. When I had all those washboards, there were those two big hills out there that usually it cuts out, and then I get there on 4 mile curve while I got smooth sailing. But I wasn't sure if I was talking to myself or if you guys still tuned in. So anyway, too much is made of the pairings. At this point, every team has some injuries, some dings. Some are major, some are minor, but they all affect the team. And some teams play better on the road. Some teams play better at home. But to get to the where you want to go, you got to take them on one at a time and one that up.
And I think it also speaks to, you look at some of these teams, and it's to your point as well, you don't know the quality of their districts. You know, that you up north, some of those districts, I mean, a four seed is a very good team, you know, and so that would be a shame not to allow those teams an opportunity, because just because they're playing, as you have always said, iron sharpens iron, just because they're playing in a sharp district, that might mean they're ready to go for the playoffs. And so that's why I think it's the beauty of it. It's nice to see the teams in that they do. Maybe they can be a last-second reprieve granted at some point, and that'll have to play out on its own. We've got bigger things to worry about now, which is the next one on the schedule.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I'm with you. Around the state tonight, well, last Friday night, there were a lot of games that had real meaning. Players like to get into those playoffs. It's a fun thing to do, and they are now going to cut the qualifiers in half, which means that there only is those other games at the end of the season, instead of playing for fourth place and a trip to playoffs, are just games you play for pride. And I'm in favor of starting the season a week earlier and adding and keeping all those teams in there. I just think it's a great thing for kids. I'm not in favor of going to an eight-game schedule. I want the kids to play a full nine-game schedule. But, you know, I don't get to make those decisions. I just get to make an opinion.
Coach, real quickly, just wanted you to comment on your defense, because I thought they were tremendous tonight, and a strong defense is sometimes a great neutralizer for what you're going to expect as you go forward, and that is to continue to see really good offenses. And this defense tonight, some of the numbers that just blow your mind is that Iowa Falls only played one play in the Albia territory, and only two first downs given up by this defense all night long against a team that had been averaging 330-plus yards of offense on the season. Kudos to that tremendous defense put together by Albia tonight.
Well, the defense certainly was in sync tonight, and they complement each other. Good pressure. I haven't counted up the tackles, but my goodness, Bulldog had a ton of tackles out there and was just in their face all the time. And if there was a disappointment, it was that we had several passes that should have been intercepted, but they were too easy, I guess, because one hit off our chest and one went right in our hands and dropped it. Another went right on our knees. The ball came right to us. We dropped it. And you like to get those INTs when you can. Last year we were one interception off from the high school all-time record, and, you know, we can threaten again, but those easy ones, you got to get those when they present them to you.
Coach Jerry Staten, head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, again victorious tonight, 56-0. And Coach, this offensive line, wow, and so impressive. They really do a tremendous job of winning at the line of attack. But what's really impressive is the way they can pull and get downfield, and then the patience of your backs and your quarterbacks to wait for those blocks and to really believe in the guys ahead of them that they're going to get the block there. And it's just been a thing of beauty.
And we say that when you're green, you grow, and when you're ripe, you're starting to rot. So you can always get better. And sometimes we had our backs didn't think there was a hole there, so they'd run someplace else, and that someplace else is the direction we're blocking other people towards. So it's nice when you have a nice, clean, wide hole to run through, but sometimes you have to plow in there, and Your linemen are trying to force their guys out, and the force of your body, the inertia of your body, blasts the hole open. So there are things we do to get better. I know people think I'm never satisfied, but, you know, good, better, best. Never let it rest. So you're good is better, and you're better is best. and we can get better, and we're gonna get better. We're gonna work really hard. It's not like physical work this week, because you got 5 days. You better be ready to play a football game, but mentally and being ready physically, as far as rested and injury free, those are all factors that enter into the picture right now.
Coach, as you talk about kind of this week, this short week that's coming up, so is it just kind of like doing a film study, kind of going over and trying to sharpen that team, both the offense, the defense, the special teams? Is that kind of the program, how it works for the Blue Demons in this short week going into playoff Monday?
I think most of the teams are going to be resting their players this week. It's mental and physical. The physical part is getting healthy and getting your body to go to the right place and do the right thing. But there's sure not going to be any contact, because day after tomorrow you have a game to play. So I think the formula around the state is to get the film as quickly as you can, analyze, and our coaching staff does a great job of analyzing formations and tendencies. And they get that to our players, and then the players have to commit that to memory and to muscle memory as well. So it's a quick process, but it can be done. We've done it before. So I know one year at Oskaloosa, we had, the best team in the state, but in the championship game, we were so beat up and riddled with injuries that we weren't the same team as before. So you can't really control injuries. They happen. Some take players out of the game, others it just hampers them and they're not quite as good as they were. So you just have to play the game and see where you're at. We came out of this game relatively injury free. We had a couple of bruises that we got to work on, but other than that, we'll be ready to play the ball whenever you find out who it is. But again, we'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime. I'm just kind of happy that the anywhere is in Albia.
Absolutely. The head coach of the Albia Blue Demons victorious tonight. Hall of Fame coach Jerry Staten. Hey, coach, get to bed and have a good night. And it was great seeing your son and your grandson on the sidelines with you as well. That had to be a nice reunion.
Well, you know, my son brought his son down here to watch the game. And for some reason, our co-eds in our stands took a liking to him. And they were chanting his name, Brett, Brett, Brett. And he's talking to his dad about buying a house down here and moving down. And dad has to get a plane to fly back more to work. But I'd be all for that. That'd be a fun thing. But he'd have to ditch the girls because during football season, football players at Albia don't date. So.
He got his looks from his grandmama, no doubt about that. Hey, coach, have a great night. Get to bed and see you probably in the morning.
Look
for it. Hey, the head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, they're celebrating here in Albia and Moravia. How about Montezuma?
Yeah. Big wins all across the state, so that's awesome. And it's going to be a short turnaround. We're back to Monday night.
When you are in the field or your tree stand, you don't want to be thinking of anything but what you're aiming at. At Hoyt, they make sure you have the best possible experience bow hunting. They make sure each bow has the best accuracy, durability, craftsmanship, technology, and precision that is unmatched by any other company. Hoyt builds their bows for everyone to have the winning experience each and every time you pull back on the string. Get your Hoyt bow and accessories at Bluff Creek Archery, 117 Washington Avenue East, Albia, Iowa.
Wrap up all your payroll, bookkeeping, or tax filing with Boyle & Henderson PC, now accepting new clients in their Albia and Oskaloosa locations. Call Selena Henderson or Annie Tharp at 932-7567 to schedule an appointment.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com for more information.
VanWall Equipment is proud to be here in Albia, where they will work hard to earn your trust. They are focused on the community and its people. They have the equipment, service, and support to help you get your work done. It's their goal to be your clear first choice.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics is proud to announce the development and opening of our new Rehabilitation Services Department. This is Stephanie Coughlin, Rehab Services Manager. My team of highly qualified professionals is here to meet your rehabilitation needs. We are open from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, except Tuesday, we are open until 4:30. If you have any questions or would like to schedule an appointment, please call us at 641-932-1673. We look forward to meeting you.
Give me that. I got the power. Give me this in the Summers Insurance Locker Room show. And
this is
going to
be interesting. This is going to be interesting.
Come on, Dan.
You used to be a DJ in your day.
I did. Jack and Johnny had nothing on spinning Jason or, all right.
DJ Jazzy J, man.
DJ Jazzy Jason. You know, we got DW3. I want to be JTS.
That doesn't roll off the tongue either. Like DW3, no.
Why do they get all the breaks? Give them all the good equipment. Send him with the good sideline or a co-broadcaster. He's got everything.
We're going to put him up against Dan and see who's taller.
He's got DW3 and I got Dan. You know, but I got the unanimous decision tonight on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. What is Dan Stocker going to be this Halloween? And it was unanimous. Either it was going to be Bruce or Caitlin. Or is it the Bruce and Caitlin show on Friday? I don't know.
A little half and half.
Half and half. Miley Cyrus would be a nice look. Chewbacca.
You know, the State Association could save us right now. Just come
please,
out
hurry up and
pairing.
Give us those pairings.
I keep hoping just anything to shut Jason up.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
You know, and what did where did you get? Did they have like garage sale someplace that you got that shirt? Because I know you didn't earn it.
You're just kind of jealous of that, aren't you?
You know, we got it for free.
It's the Indiana High School Athletic Association. You're in the wrong state.
Does that look like Indiana to you? I know you don't know your states. This is red. Do you know your colors yet?
He keeps saying that the pairings aren't out yet, but he brought in a Commodore 64 computer, and he's hitting refresh on it, so I'm not sure.
He's having to write his own language, you know.
I think they're so busy,
he's
it just
working
keeps
in Q
going
Basic still.
Is that Commodore issued by KLBA?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, did you get your Enron stock bought there, Millage?
You know, if we keep telling inside jokes, nobody's
no one's going to know this. But
know.
At this point, it's Dan's mom, my mom, and...
You mean your two fans that you have?
Yeah.
We don't have that many. They really don't even make one. I think they listened just to prove that we made it or we're alive. I don't think they listened because they wanted. They just want to know we're here, Dan. But one thing that we know for sure, that we will have opponents on Monday. Now, does that mean our DW3 crew is going to be following Mohawk football still on Monday?
We're trying to get them convinced to do that. We're going to see where this game's at.
Well, that eight-man football is fun to watch, is it not, guys? It is.
It's like arena football in a sense. It's just a little bit different. The first time you go out and referee it, you're really in for a ball game because you're just going to run all over.
Yeah, that's you can see he's done a lot of that.
I don't know what to say to that. I don't know even. Yeah.
And I feel sorry for Moravia. He said he cut his teeth down there, you know, and surprised he has any teeth after blowing the whistle down there a few times.
It was a good night. No, all joking aside, 90 points combined by both those teams, and really 44.
No, so it was a low scoring game.
Yeah, low scoring game for eight man, and that's what on the way down there tonight talking with DW. I said, we may be in for just an absolute bloodbath, but really the Mustangs of Henry came to play. You know, a tie football game.
That's
at
a good football program.
And for all intents, Henry or they actually they led the entire first half because the score at halftime, a little Hail Mary at the end of the half, they scored with no time on the clock. So well, Moravia takes that into the locker room and then gets the kickoff for the second half.
With eight-man football, I don't know why they don't extend the darn field and narrow it. I mean, they've shortened it, and that's the last thing you needed to do. Yeah. With eight-man football, you just have more scoring all the time.
Play in a hallway.
I think they did that for Jim Frank, just so he didn't have to run as far.
Exactly. They gave him a box.
Yeah, it's midfield's at the 40. It is only 40 yards wide.
That's why they put you in a box up in the press box. But I don't know. Now, the question I have, you know, as we're waiting for the Iowa High School Athletic Association to give us these results, and we're holding on by dear life. But really, as I sit here and think about it, where did DW3 come from? How did he get those initials? That, you know, like I said, it sounded like I was putting something on a squeaky door. So where does those initials come from? How did he?
Well,
get
Dwight is his first name. He doesn't like that.
No, he's David Wilcox, and he is the third consecutive David Wilcox.
DW3.
So we started calling him during basketball at the Y on Tuesday nights. We started calling him Trey, and we started calling him Cube, and DW3 just kind of stuck. One night he said, "Hey guys, they used to call me DW3, so that stuck a little better than the Trey or the DWQ.
Yeah, I wonder if Millage is going to make it home tonight, you know, calling the Braves the Bears and
the Bears of
Dwight,
Montezuma. That,
you know,
won't, yeah.
Pitchforks and torches coming your way, Millage. Come on, Iowa High School Athletic Association. We have a collective audience of five broadcasters with nothing to say, six broadcasters if you count the ref. I really wouldn't do that, but watching the spinning icon.
That's because you couldn't count to six.
Yeah. You are lucky.
By the way, the Royals are 2-0 in the playoffs.
Seven to one, taking that game to New York. Johnny Cueto will be taking the hill.
There's only one thing that can preempt the World Series broadcasting. That is
a power
high failure. School football when, your
Wednesday
leader.
Friday night lights on Wednesday
on
Wednesday is what are we calling this week 10 or 9 plus 1 or we called it week 1 of playoffs all night tonight. So
well, you can have a power failure on the bus on on
and
Monday
still,
night
and still get the game in. Yeah. Still get. Yeah, we had no calls for instant replay tonight in Moravia. Yeah. on that game. So
well, you know, you guys here we go. Here we go. Is this it? No. Oh, daggone it.
More scores.
Roll down, Millage. I think the audience that was too is my mom's got to be in bed by now. I should be in bed by now.
You know, you talked about it a little earlier, JC. You know, next year moving to the two team from each district making it into the playoffs. We have a game tonight where Montezuma goes 125 miles to Maquoketa Valley. I think no matter what scenario you have out there, somebody gets left out because you look this year in Class A with Montezuma, Linville, Sully, Colfax, Mingo, BGM, basically all beat up on each other early in the year. Somebody had to be a four seed out of
right.
that. Montezuma was unfortunate. They lost a game to Linville, Sully, and I don't want to take anything away from Linville, Sully because they go down not too far from home, beat a good Pekin team here tonight. Last game at home for the oldest of the Copeland brothers out of that group. I believe there's still one Copeland that will be a senior next year. But how do you work that? Because conceivably at one time, four of the top 10 teams in Class A were out of that district when you look
right.
at that. So
it's like we're beating this dead horse. But, you know, in us talking about it, the coaches, you know, I've found very few, yet to find one, let's just put it that way, who is against four team seeding out of the district. So, you know, I haven't heard anybody that's agreed with the changes to that the association made. So will the association listen? And there's certainly enough time to fix this, but will they listen?
Very, very true, because you've got some good quality football games that are happening right now. And for teams, especially strong defensive teams like Montezuma, you don't ever want to count them out and let them keep playing good football.
You have a lot of quality teams that are still playing in the playoffs. But then again, you get a few of those teams that you get that, like there's a 4A school that has one win that made it into the playoffs. That's ridiculous. You should have to have a winning season to get into the playoffs.
And you look, and I there again don't want to take anything away. I make my home in Oskaloosa, but you look at Oskaloosa team going in that game last week in week 9, they win, they're in, and that's really what a 2-win or 3-win season for Oskaloosa.
Well, there were three teams in that
yeah,
district
absolutely.
That didn't get in that could have gotten in. Sheraton got in and
went to point differential, didn't it?
Yes, it was all because of the points, and all three of those teams were so equal that it could have gone to anybody.
Well, we talk about this in high school football. You look at it in NCAA basketball. Now we've got a 68-team tournament. You know, where do you start it? Whether than you started at week number two and start playing everybody down, get rid of the district setup.
And
the
district,
you know, they fought for it for years. Finally going to get in college football here. We'll be in our second year of the playoff to really kind of figure it out.
I don't know if you know how Missouri does it. The district playoffs all
you
come
marry
down
your
to
cousin
the,
and
all comes down to
whoa,
the last.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm
excuse
a Missouri
me.
Kid.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Excuse me for talking while you're interrupting. No, it all comes down to the last three games of the season.
Yep.
The playoffs do not start. Nothing happens during the season until you get to those last three games. Wow. And then you can be 0-7 and go 3-0 and keep going in the playoffs in the districts.
Yep.
So it all comes down to that.
And again, you end up matching doing a lot of matchups regionally as well, which if they were to do that here, you would have a lot of, you know, BGM maybe playing back at Montezuma. You would have Linville Sully playing, you know, another one at Colfax Mingo, just based off of geographic. So I like what the committee's done this year, you know, with putting that mileage restriction on, but also trying to reseed and not having a lot of week 7, week 8, week 9 rematches in that first round of the playoffs.
You know, another thing, Jim had made the comment at least a year ago, if not two. The other thing you could do, why not get them all in? Like you do basketball. Go to week 0. You could shrink it to an 8-game. Everyone's going to get a playoff game, so you still get your 9 games in. It's really not that hard to get everybody in. And then you can't complain about who made it and who didn't. Everyone's going to get a shot. You can still seed it. You can seed your districts, cross them up, and go that way.
Well, you could keep the schedule just the way it is. The last game of the season would be a playoff game.
Would they not add one more game?
The teams that lose in that, they're done.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, right, okay.
But the difference and the problem there is you take away the money games from one of the schools during the season. You take away
the association's just hurting for money right now, so you wouldn't want to take
Well, I'm not. It's not the association you're worried about there. The association gets the money from the playoffs.
That was the tongue.
But it's the school games that somebody loses money. I mean, you get 4 games one year and 5 games the other, and that takes away that fifth year from you. You don't get that money for that fifth game.
No, and I agree with you, Jason. I think it's one of those things that, you know, too many people have the perception, well, everybody makes the playoffs. Well, there's certainly not everybody. There's teams that are sitting at home tonight, even if you're the fourth best in your district out of, what, 16 districts. And we see some fours go to
7-team districts.
7-team districts. So, you know, you see games like tonight. Moravia is a great example. They're the only team out of their district as a 1 seed that made it past tonight. Are going to get to play on Monday. So,
well, to me,
when
it's
you've
not
got 4 teams out of a 7-team, you've got more than 50% of the schools in the state playing in the districts. Anyhow, add one more game everybody's in.
I'm not suggesting we're going to find a better team. You know, when I'm talking about going from 4 to 2 or from 2 to 4, keeping it 4. I'm not suggesting that the reasoning behind it for me is that you're going to find these better teams in the playoffs. It's that it makes the final weeks of the regular season important for everybody. And you're a program that's struggling right now to get better. Albie was in that place, and it found its way to get into the playoffs. It helps coaches at the end of the season give purpose to the practice, which is it can be a long time if you've had a down season. But that last week still matters to almost every team in the district. So it's not just about the playoffs. It is truly giving purpose and meaning to every game on the schedule for the entire season.
Well, it gives those other teams that are out of the play, you know, no championship in the district, but it gives them something to shoot for.
Absolutely.
You think that horse is dead yet, guys?
Yeah.
We beat it.
No, it's – yeah. And we just hope that they're listening to us up at –
Well, we did get confirmation.
Up in Des Moines.
I think our Arbitron ratings are off the chart. We have got confirmation by a phone call that our audience is greater than 2. It is 2+.
Did all 3 people call in?
It is 4.
They were on the same phone. Oh, on
Camellia
the same phone?
And Tom Williamson are listening in, and they had some family playing, and Van Meter wins tonight 48-6, and I'm reading Joe Millage's handwriting. A good thing is that I've had a little studying hieroglyphics, but it started with – I didn't get any. 48-6, this final score, Van Meter gets the win, and so our listening audience is greater than 2. It's slowly eroding as we try to wait for the announcement of the district – second round playoff settings, and
I'd tell you the one in looking at this that really excites me though is Pella Christian.
Absolutely.
You know, given the opportunity to Iowa City Regina, that could potentially be a matchup, and I really hope that game's in the dome.
That deserves to be in the dome. I believe that both those teams are dome quality teams.
I hope the committee takes that into account whenever they look at those, because, you know, in doing these matchups and locality, you know, we're technically both on the eastern side of the state. But that's a game that needs to happen on turf. It needs to happen indoors. Right.
Do you think that they're looking at the mileage, and also Dan and I talked about this in the broadcast, Dan, that I think that they have a chance to not only look at the mileage and look at 1-4, 1-3, but really try to position those top four teams to avoid each other the best they can. So they maybe in their mind can reseed
right.
the teams, not necessarily by their seed out of their district, but in terms of who they think the top four teams are in the state, so that maybe they get the best teams to play at the Dome.
Well, I think that's, and like I said, I don't think they'll state that, but I certainly think that's an opportunity they have there, and they can really massage that. I think we saw that in our first round with us and South Tama, the opponents that were given to us. When you make Iowa Falls come 124 miles, you know, that's quite a drive for them, but I think it was just trying to give us a team that maybe didn't stack up as well as some of the other opponents we could have looked at. And so I think they've got that opportunity. I don't think we'll see South Tama in our future until it's the Dome. You know, they'll get that a matchup so that they can get two powerhouses, two stellar defenses, and some pretty good offenses going at each other when it gets on the turf and on the Dome. So, and again, I agree. Pella Christian would be wonderful if they would not have to see Regina until it was nice, 72 degrees. What are you checking now?
Getting a text coming in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
It still looks like we got one game that's not reported in all classes, and that's 2A if mine's up to date.
Well, the Southern Iowa Technology text line continues to roll on this Friday night, and they said, Jason, talk about Albia's fabulous senior class to fill the time. Also about our youth football program that looked good. So, I could talk about that all night. A little passionate about the youth program, junior high program, but Albia football certainly is in great shape. And the one way that you guys, and I know you guys follow football, you're appreciative of football, one of the ways you can see a program is winning is not only on the scoreboard, but in the numbers of kids that are on the sidelines.
Absolutely. You know, filling the stands on Friday night, seeing those Mighty Mike jerseys, seeing those, you know, flag football in some instances. And, you know, there again, I make my home in Oskaloosa. I'm on the Booster Club in Oskaloosa. See a lot of that going on. We follow North Mahaska football through the season. Even in some of those programs that have struggled in recent years, it's great to look down the road and see, you know, Coach Staten here in Albia, the waves that he is making, and those in Oskaloosa know, you know, the history there and the great things he did while he was there. Coach Campbell tonight down at Moravia played under Coach Staten whenever he played at Oskaloosa, and to see successes like that, and especially in some of the small towns here in Iowa, it just I'm of an opinion that a community can really rally behind that, and I think there in Oskaloosa, Coach Sterner is doing some great things. Coach Arrett, who's been at North Mahaska for what seems like forever and has won a lot of football games, they've got some young kids on the JV and the freshman football. We're a year removed from an undefeated freshman football team, I believe, in Oskaloosa. JV, I think, lost one game this year. So we're certainly, and I don't want to short sell anything the seniors have done this year or the juniors for that that group, but the youth programs, I think, are very important in order to build that up and to build the community around it.
We're going to take a timeout. We're going to keep on right here, hanging on to every thread and waiting for that little circle to end on the Iowa High School Athletic Association website and maybe get you your lineups for coming Monday when we come back here to the special edition of the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. Don't go anywhere.
Efficiency top-load washer and dryer. With 4.8 cubic feet of capacity, this washer offers enough space to wash more than 3 baskets of laundry in just one load. Precision Dispense Plus, along with 11 adaptive wash cycles, automatically sense and adjust to the size of your load, while only using the correct amount of water, providing you with the perfect combination of powerful cleaning and gentle fabric care. Paired with a Whirlpool Cabrio 7.6 cubic foot high-efficiency dryer, drying loads from your Cabrio washer is made easy. Advanced moisture sensing technology automatically ends the drying cycle to prevent overdrying. while Enhanced Touch-Up Steam Cycle uses steam to relax wrinkles and refresh clothes in as little as 20 minutes. When paired together, you can save over $3,300 in lifetime energy cost. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Alvia to see the full line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family-owned and operated since 1960.
It takes a special baler to withstand the rigors of baling corn stalks. The new 604N and 605N corn stalk special balers from Vermeer are up to the challenge. Smart features like an optional auto-lube greasing system help prolong machine life, while the E-Link Pro display puts information like bale weight at your fingertips. And an optional inline ramp helps you move bales off the field up to 30% faster. When it comes to corn stalk baling, get in line with the new 604N and 605N corn stalk special balers from Vermeer. Come see us today at Bowser Equipment in Albia and see for yourself. These balers are special.
It'll be here before you know it. Seems to start a little earlier each year. Tis the season for the flu. Good thing it's never too soon to get your flu shot at Hy-Vee. Get your flu shot early and save yourself some worry. Plus, when you get your flu shot at Hy-Vee, you can save 20 cents a gallon on gas with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Plus Perks card. There's no appointment necessary, so get your flu shot today at Hy-Vee and get your 20 cent Hy-Vee Fuel Saver discount. Some restrictions apply.
This is Pastor Brad Gray. Are you at a place in your life where you don't know which play to call? Jeremiah 29:11 says that God has a plan for our life. Come to River Life Family Worship Center at 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and we'll help you find that plan. River Life is located on the east edge of Albia, just past the Country Club Road, or go to rfwc.com for more information. See you at the river.
The savings are simple.
You know, football is a game of inches, and you ought to see the inches on my tan slacks. Boom! Let's get back to Friday Night Lights with Jason, Dan, Jimmy, Big T, and Little C.
Now we got a full house here in the Summers Insurance Locker Room Show, and with all eyes and all ears and all hands on
your isotoners. Did you know they still made isotoners?
Give me those back.
Women's isotoners, Jason. They make them in men's.
Oh, wow.
Don't be mauve. A is that a mauve color?
I only got 8 crayons in my box. I don't even know what mauve is. It's more red.
Yeah, and I thought I was jealous of your high heels you're wearing, Caitlin. I don't know.
Well, you said you had a pair you could loan me.
It was hands down on the Southern Iowa Technology text line tonight. You know, I think I got 300 or 400 texts tonight, and the vast majority coming in on what Dan Stocker should wear for his Halloween costume. And I was wondering, he really doesn't have to change his wardrobe. As Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know. Just saying. And the silence.
See, when I don't say anything, it just drives you nuts.
It drives me nuts. No, I just dead air. Dead air. And our listening audience probably would be wishing for a little dead air, but still nothing.
Got one game left that we're waiting on for final score. And then
one game that's still playing.
Yeah. It was an 8 o'clock start. It was at Cornell College. Sure. About Dyersville Beckman, and so that
will they wait for the completion of that one game to post? Right. They'd have to,
right? So they've probably got all the other classes ready. It's just they're probably have this one slotted, but they just got to let it be official so they can, you know, and so they'll post them all at one time. So that'll be the good news as you're trickling in these last two games. But again, Cedar Rapids Washington beat Cedar Falls. That was the other one we were waiting on, and then we're still waiting on the Mount Vernon Beckman Catholic Dyersville playing at Cornell. And again, it was two games at that facility, so it was an 8 o'clock start. First one was 5 o'clock. So
Coach Staten, his crystal ball was seeing Mid-Prairie. I was seeing Mid-Prairie. He looked at the setups, and I thought if out of that game that would be a likely scenario for us. And so, it would continue to keep Alabama and South Team apart from each other.
Yeah. Yeah, and that, you know, it's a 3 seed. It gives the nod to Albie being the stronger 1 seed. Probably Central Lee's looking at going back in their district one more time with Williamsburg second round because you got to find a matchup for them. And then South Pima would push north, might even be in their district at Appleton Parkersburg for a second round. But, you know, so they kind of have to push themselves up a little bit.
And you got to think, well, who's Montezuma going to get? And who is Moravia going to get?
Yeah.
Pella Christian. I'm with you guys. I'm all four of the Mohawks,
and certainly fans of Pella Christian. Mm-hmm. But you know, who are they going to get? That's the big question mark. It'll be for all of us as we sit here and wait.
Yeah.
And we're waiting for that game to finish, Dan. And tell me it's a 35.
I don't even have a score on it, so that's the worst part.
Docker, you're failing me.
Yeah.
So to kill time in this final 45 minutes of waiting, if it's right, Jim is going to karaoke.
No, I'm not. Well, I knew you were going to want me to sing, but I'm just.
Oh, he sounds like he wants to, though. I know you're.
I hate to get all those calls, you know, those requests.
I think they will take us off the air. Well, guys, I think we put this one in the books, and then we will break with the information as it comes to us. We believe it's going to come shortly, but shortly could be an hour from now, as we thought it was going to be at the 11 o'clock hour, and it may very well be at the midnight hour.
It could be 1 or 2 o'clock.
Yep. But one thing about it, we will have all of that. Of course, Tom Williamson will have the news in the morning, and we will be back here on Monday night. Saturday morning, Coach's Corner. And we'll bring you all the scores and the highlights and set you up for another big week of football.
Got a state cross country meet going on Saturday as well. Fort Dodge,
huge.
Albie's Jordan Winky competing for the girls, the ladies side, and Lee Curran on the boys side. So that'll be a big day for both those runners on Saturday.
40-7, Mount Vernon over Beckman. Yeah. It's the final score there, so
Now, who was it that was saying they thought Beckman had taken?
I really did, and that'd be close.
Mount Vernon's had a heck of a program for several years, so.
And it was in their backyard. I mean, they're hosting, but I thought Dyersville Beckman really had a good program going on in their district. But it's not the first time I've been wrong, Jim.
It's the first time you ever admitted it.
Well, I think, gentlemen, I think this party is about to be over. And as it never ends here, your Sports Leader KIC, home of the 50th Super Bowl. And the World Series will return back here as the Royals take 2-0. And we will be back in the morning. Tom Williamson will have the news in the morning. And if we get breaking news, you want to keep it right here. Just keep the radio on as you go to bed tonight. And we'll sneak that information into your ears as you sleep off or head off into sleep. Dan, I got to go home and get to bed. I got to get up in the morning. Great night to have all of you along. Thanks for joining us in the Summers Insurance Locker Room. And off to our regular programming. Back to some more of that great classic country music on your Sports Leader KIC. This is Jason Summers saying good night. We'll get you those updates in the morning with Tom Williamson.
Proud supporter of the Albia Blue Demons and the Lady D's. We are committed to supporting the athletics in the Albia Community School District, and we wish them all success this season.
The savings are simmering at Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods on North Clinton in Albia. Save this week on family packs of 80% lean fresh ground Angus beef, just $2.89 per pound in 2 to 3 pound packages. Tyson inspected family packs of chicken drums or chicken thighs are just 69 cents per pound. 24 packs of Coke products. Our root beer 6-pack cans are $8.99 plus deposit. The savings are simmering at Jim and Charlie's.
Three, two, one. The Blue Demons get a victory last. Testy. Tom, cut. Here we go in 3-2-1. It was the opening round of the playoffs last night as the Blue Demons hosted Iowa Falls. Alden and Albia comes out victorious. It was the opening of the 2015 Iowa High School playoffs last night. The Blue Demons come up victorious 56-0, your final score. Albia defeats Iowa Falls. It was the defense that rose to the occasion last night as the Blue Demons allowed only two first downs for Iowa Falls and allowed Iowa Falls into Albia territory only one time the entire night. Carter Isley with a big night rushing the football, 22 carries, 155 yards. But Brett Freshwater, a huge first half for Freshwater, two touchdowns, 94 yards in the first half. He finishes the evening with 108 yards on the ground, and Albia flies by Iowa Falls, the Cadets, and the Blue Demons move on to the second round of the playoffs. Your final score last night, 56-0, Albia, the winner.